Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
For rap music's biggest online archive of legends and pioneer interviews as well as underground music from around the globe, visit us now at UGSforLife.com.
Yeah! President Beta! Murder Master Music Show! It's that kid, Hanilla! Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show, Jay! This right here is where the real rap at!
What's that? And it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this is for all the little.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Yeah, man, it's Price One with the Murder Master Music Show. With your nigga Prez, man. Blah, blah, blah.
The Sweet John Story.
Know I'm talking about
my story, y'all.
This how the game jumped off.
UGK rap.
Remember how it all began.
Remember how it all began.
UGK
rap back in the day.
Come on. Shining star for you, for you.
On a tour with us too. I've been around too many legends to fail. I either been shot up, stabbed, and thrown in jail, but through the flames and the fire, I emerged to the ashes and shaped the game like it's made out of clay for the cash. It's Bartolini, Betty Chico, Soprano, Montana, Myers, Spice One. I come from the bay and I spit fire. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I wanna say I shook the world like Muhammad Ali.
Go down there by the lake in the town. You know
Episode 100, motherfucking Murder Master Music Show. What's up, everybody? It's your boy Young Prez, UGS for life. You know what we do. Rest in peace, Matthew. Bring out my brother Mac J. How you doing, Mac?
What up with it, Prez? UGS for life. Episode 100 on these weak ass bitches.
Can't believe we made it all the way here, man. It's been a long, long run, man. A lot of ups, a lot of downs. We lost people along the way. But we're still here. You know what I'm saying? Stronger than ever. So we're just going to go through the show tonight. There's going to be, you know, of course we're going to play music. But there's going to be people calling all throughout the night. So we got one right now, 609 area code, headed out East Coast. What's up, East Coast?
What's up? This is DJ Ready Red coming in, man. I just want to tell you congratulations on your milestone.
Man, thank you, my brother. This is a musical enforcement.
100. Some people don't even make it to number two. Here you got 100, man.
Hey, man. I'm very happy that you were a part of it, man, because you've been on a lot of key shows, and it was an honor to interview you. If I can talk right.
Same here, man. You know, I appreciate all the love, man. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, man.
I hear that, man. You know, Prez, you have kept it 100 with me, man. Just, you know, I want to say thank you for the outlet, because every time that I've come on your show, I have gained more than what I have given back to you. You know what I'm saying? All that I can give you is allegiance and tell you that I'm always going to drop it exclusively for you.
Man, and I appreciate that, man. And it's always been an honor for me to be able to tell people's stories or help people tell their stories, because you're one of them dudes, which, congratulations, you're going to be on Unsung here in a few weeks.
You know, you're one of them dudes. I'm like getting the candy store, man, because finally, after almost 12 years of bits and pieces of telling my side, finally they reached out to me and made me a part of this, you know what I'm saying? And I can't wait for it to air, man. And I know that they did a good job with it, you know what I'm saying? A couple of people have seen it in the industry, and I'm like, yo, for real? I need to see it.
I can't wait to see it myself, man, because, you know, us true fans that went and bought those records, you know what I'm saying, the pre-We Can't Be Stopped era, you know what I'm saying, we remember you, man. We remember the sounds. We remember the...
And I appreciate that support, you know, because that's what it's all about. It's the love of the fans, man. You know what I'm saying? There's never a monetary this and that. You know, the money comes secondary. You know what it is? Want to reach people with your music, man, and touch people. You know, that's the driving, motivating factor right there. But when, like I say, record companies get greedy, then, you know, it becomes about money. You know what I'm saying? To that.
So, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just glad to be here, still be prevalent, man, and hopefully good things will come from this. You know what I'm saying? I ain't ready to leave just quite yet.
No, man. You got many, many years of great music left in you, man. We look forward to whatever projects that you're going to put out in the future. You know what I'm saying? We hope to be able to be one of the first to debut them right here in the show. You know, definitely. We got another 609, man. Let's see who this is. Your neck of the woods, Red.
Okay.
609. What's up, 609? You there?
Prez, what's good, man? This is Charles Coleman, man, a.k.a. Chill Give You First Fan Radio representative, UGS for life.
Oh, man, what's up, my brother?
Chill.
What's going on, man? I had to call in, man, 100th episode, man, you know. Got to stay locked in, man.
Man, we got number love for First Fan Radio. You guys are not only our affiliates, you're our brothers, man, and we appreciate the work you do too, Chill. I mean, you interview a lot of legends and pioneers, and you expose a lot of issues, not only within the industry, but within real life, man. So I salute you for all the work you do too, my brother.
Salute.
Oh, man, likewise, man. You already, man. Shout out to DJ Ready Red too, man. Salute you, bro.
Thank you, brother. Same to you, my man.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? It's good to have you on the show, and thank you for having me on your show several times, too.
All the time.
You always love Prez, you know that?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, definitely. Likewise, man, definitely. You know, we definitely honor to have a guest like you guys on the show, because what matters at the end of the day is unity. And
that's
you know
it.
A lot of people,
that's what the whole
no
hip hop
thing
was based on, unity.
Yeah.
Peace, love, unity, and having fun, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. They ain't all about this hating and this and that. You know what I'm saying? Let's get back to the essence of it, man. And you know what? You are a prime example of what you do, man, showing unity and love to the brothers so they can keep the peace. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I really appreciate that, man.
It takes one to extend the olive branch of friendship. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you have been, man. You know what I'm saying? And in this day and age, there's not a quite a lot of good people out here that you can call friends, man. Friends is something that you earn a title of, you know what I'm saying? I found out I had a lot of associates back in the day, but I'm knowing who my friends are now. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
That's not a lot. Not a lot, man.
No,
no. You don't care about me and with me and stay on me and get on me. You know what I'm saying? And keep it real with me. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Those are the ones that I want with me.
Well, the older you get, too, you—I mean, you can start to count them on your hands and feet. You know, they disappear. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
people you
like
thought were real,
rats,
you know, just in a disguise. You know what I'm saying? All along. So, but it's good. That's why it's important when you do find solid connections and friendships. To keep those, especially in this game. This is, I mean, you know better than anybody, this is a cutthroat business. There's no love.
Yeah, you know, it is, man. You know, and see, and that's one of the downsides. But you know what? When you can separate yourself from that and just find the positive people, stay
yeah.
with them. Stay
yeah.
with them. Don't even swim with the sharks, man.
No, not at all. Not at all. But, you know, you've made a lot of classics over the years. Are you working on anything? You got anything projects we can look forward to, Red?
Well, you know what? I got so much stuff going on right now, man. It's just like I'll start something, and then the time that I have, work, family, and everything else, I don't have time to quite finish it, which you found out firsthand on that one.
Oh,
I've been working
good,
with my family. I got a cat named Caliber 007. He's from Trenton. Right there, and we've been collaborating. He just popped up on me one day. So you know, I'm your cousin, man. I can rap. I ain't really think he could, but you know what I'm saying. As you heard, he can spit, and it's just like
yeah.
when you know you see people grow up. You be like, yeah, I used to change your diapers. You know what I'm saying. Now he is a grown man. I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying. And just got a lot of family, a lot of friends. I'm trying to do, man. I'm trying to. Get back into this thing 100%, man, where I will have time to do what I enjoy doing, man. The hardest thing for me, man, was trying to get out here and make this a hobby when this is my life. Music has always been my life, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
trying to juggle that and be like, you know, this is going to be my hobby right now. But it's calling me, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to have to hit it 110% again, man.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, well, you need it. You know, the game right now, like, it's separated from its element.
I'm here and I'm there. I've hooked back up with the original Ghetto Boy along with me, Prince Johnny C. We're working on some things. And he's featured on The Unsung also. You know, he's the one that started it off with Assassins. So we got some things coming out with that. I got Fernanda Productions with my boy DJ L, DJ buddy of mine, as I've known for 30 years. We're going to be doing house and we're going to have our hands in so many different pieces of the music business, you know, that we're just going to try to help the industry any way that we can, you know, try to eat, man. So there's a lot of things we're looking forward to in 2014.
Yeah.
Right. I want to give a shout-out to DJ Premier for putting you on when you went to Chicago a couple weeks back, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a good
look. You know
what? Get up there to the city, man. It's your time, man.
On Merwave. I met Premier down in Houston, man. That's my man. And if we shout from there, I want to shout out my boy Casper and Pam from Cat Productions, T-Quan, Steve Ali, Clyde Brazil, you know what I'm saying? And all these people, man, have been so generous with their time and just trying to help a brother get back to where he was, you know what I'm saying? And Premier gives unselfishly, you know, of himself, man, being who he is, still a humble cat. We first hooked back up in Hawaii, man, beginning of the year, and I haven't seen him in about 20-something years, and he's just
wow.
like, yo, Red, where you been, man? What's up? Just like the other day, you know what I'm saying? And that made me feel so good, man, that, you know, he still had love for a brother, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, Premier's my man. And we talking about hooking up, doing some more shows also.
So, oh, man, that's what's up.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I could play. I thought I had some hits. Premier could play like 6-7 hours, all the stuff he done produced, man. You know what I'm saying? You actually got to tell Premier, yo, you can stop now. It's just one after another, one after another. Bam. You be like, yo, I didn't even know you produced that too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He's just been on the roll, man.
Well, let's play this song real quick. This is Foe by Caliber 007. Now, did you produce this track?
Yeah, me and my man, we collaborated on there. This is Foe. You know what I'm saying? It's just was a lot of talk going on, man. So you know what? Let's talk about the ones who are always talking, but they ain't never doing nothing.
Right.
Yeah. We see a lot of those in the game, but this, you guys are getting a rare treat. You're getting to hear some, some fresh DJ Ready Red production right here, right now. Caliber 007, this is Foe.
You mark ass, trick ass, hoe ass, bitch ass, smoke ass, snitch ass, herb ass niggas. For you fake ass, snake ass, just about to break ass, sugar on a plate ass, nerd ass niggas. Always say you got a gun but won't blast niggas.
Yep.
Go to dealerships and pay top cash niggas.
Yep.
Always get robbed cause you got a flash figures. Get slapped by your broad in your face, flash nigga.
Woo!
Cats try to be something they not, to get shot and cry to the cops to let the violence stop. Trying to get props but hanging on the wrong block. Get popped with their pants dropped and took for they not.
Nah,
I'm the type to keep a stash in the socks. Radio Raheem style while I'm blasting the box. Late night in alleyways with a mask and a ox. Just for a dude that like to brag what he got.
This is for your mark ass, trick ass, hoe ass, bitch ass, smart ass, snitch ass, herb ass niggas.
For you fake ass, snake ass, just about to break ass, sugar on a plate ass, nerd ass.
This
nigga.
Is for your mark ass, trick ass, hoe ass, bitch ass, punk ass, snitch ass, herb ass niggas.
For you fake ass, snake ass, just about to break ass, sugar on a plate ass, nerd ass niggas.
Nobody wants to be they self, that's when they find more pleasure being somebody else. Imitation of a gangster's too bad for your health. You could end up in an urn with your ass on the shelf.
Whoa,
niggas is no show when they let the guns blow. Buy cats with no dough and four foes to take yours. Don't give a fuck about the front side, stay posed. Catch you at home while your hoes in a play clothes. Money keep a Jones in your bones, that's a day old. Dummies keep it shown with the chrome, make you stay full. This life you chose could be gone if you play pose. Stripe niggas are home on parole, ready to let go. And there's nowhere to hide in the ghetto when it come to stealing lives. Niggas turn into kleptos. I creep on pussies that thought I was septo and give your heart for you can't fix with pesto.
For you mark ass, trick ass, hoe ass, bitch ass, punk ass, snitch ass, herb ass niggas.
For you fake ass, snake ass, just about to break ass, sugar on a plate ass, nerd ass niggas.
For you mark ass, trick ass, hoe ass, bitch ass, punk ass, snitch ass, herb ass niggas.
For you fake ass, snake ass, just about to break ass, sugar on a plate ass, nerd ass niggas.
On that production, I'm telling you that right now.
I appreciate
Secondly,
that. You know, but my man's pretty tight. You know what?
We got
him
off on
the younger
show.
Energy. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I appreciate that. But you know, Collab, he gets me up there. You know what I'm saying? He says you can do it, Unc. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm kind of old school, man. You know what I'm saying? Give me the boom back. You know them stuff right there. But you know, being around the young energy. You know what I'm saying? It just puts you back in that place, man. But thank you so much, man. And Caliber,
yeah,
he is so
hard right there.
To you know what I'm saying, to finally begin some shine, man. He's been working very hard, you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate the love that you've shown him also.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're going to have him on the show. And, you know what I'm saying? Dude's got skills. He's got lyrical skills, that's for sure.
I can say something. And Trenton has always been a bound of talent, but it's like a team between New York and Philly. We get lost in the shuffle, you know what I'm saying, a whole lot, man. There's just so much talent there, man, that it just needs to be designed, cultured, and put out. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really trying to work with my hometown this time. You know what I'm saying? If I could put the South on the map, I could definitely put a 7.7 square mile town on the map again. So, you know, we're just trying to do that, man. There's a lot of talent in the hometown right there. So I'm just trying to find the talent from Jersey, man, and, you know, give them an outlet for something to do, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely. And that's what they need. That's what they need these days, man, because, you know, resources, everything's changed, you know what I'm saying? Resources, you know what I'm saying, with these major labels, it's very, very limited. It's like hitting a scratch-off ticket for $1 million. You pretty much got to do everything yourself nowadays.
Right. See, the reason why, man, like with some of the strides in the home recording industry nowadays, you know what I'm saying, and with the realm of digital, man, you can pretty much do it all yourself now.
Yeah.
And you can reap 100% of the profits, man. And, you know, you still got to know this business, though. You know what I'm saying? Still got to know. But, you know, through networking and finding the key people that can help you, you know what I'm saying, it's still who you know and what's going on. But at least you know that this effort ain't going to be raped by somebody who don't care about you.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what's really good about it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we got another caller from 609, Red. You're popular, man.
okay.
Here we go, 609. What's up, 609?
That's me. It's me, President. Chill.
Got Chill back. Okay, we got another 609. What's up? Who's that, 609? You just calling in?
Uh-oh.
Who is it? No, call drop. Okay, Chill. Uh-oh. What's up, Chill? We had a couple of you from 609. But appreciate you calling back into the show, man. We just played a song. Now is Caliber out of your neck of the woods, Red, or what?
Yeah, Caliber's from Trenton.
Okay.
Caliber, man. That's the homie. That's one of my mans, man. He out there doing his thing right now, man. Shout out to Caliber.
Yeah, we just found out maybe about 2 years ago, man, that we a family. You know what I'm saying? And we started doing
stuff
and stuff. And I was kind of shocked. You know what I'm saying? Just by the effort and the things that he's done himself. You know what I mean? Right there. I'm like Obi-Wan Kenobi to him right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right there.
He's strong in the force, but he's like well on his way, man. You know what I'm saying?
About a lot of stuff, man.
Yeah, he does. He does, man. I was just telling him how rich the talent is in training, but there's really no outlet for it to be heard, or you know, or to get to the masses, man. So I'm trying to change that. For you know, we could be record with, man. We have filled up with all the negative energy and the positive energy, you know.
Yeah, I've been trying to put together, and not, you know, I'm just putting it out there for, you know, some of y'all listeners too, man. I'm out here promoting the first Fan Radio Music Awards, you know, and that's
not just
for Trenton. It's for the whole world, man, and I'm just telling them, you know, I'm just telling all artists out there, if you believe in your career, you believe, you know what I mean, in the independent movement, man, donate what you can, you know, from every artist around the world. If y'all listening right now, donate what y'all can, man. We not looking to, you know, try to ask the industry for too much, man. We trying to do it on our own. If we can come together for one cause, and I ain't just saying just because it's my award show or it's anything, but it's everybody that's an independent show, you know what I'm saying? And we can come together and build a medium where we don't need a Clear Channel or a Top 40 radio.
Exactly.
You know what I mean, to get off.
That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I salute you for that, man, because, you know, stuff like that is needed. And we've proved that. We proved that here. We've landed on virtually every single major media site with no financial backing. It's just us. And us and the computer.
And Prez,
you know, and the guest.
Not to catch up with Prez, like you doing like astronomical numbers, man. You feel what I'm saying? Just because, you know, like that force that you built up. Like, how can you stop a machine? You know what I mean? When you got people from the countries that you touched, you got the United States. You know what I mean? They don't. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't want that type of stuff to get out and let everybody know that you can do it yourself, because then it messes up the industry that they run. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
And that's the biggest. You know what I'm saying? Hassle with them, man. They just because
yeah.
they're greedy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You
gotta
be
control
the
hey.
That you know to take control. But with ours to take control, that means he's good to go.
Yeah, that means they gotta pay you what they write. You know what I'm saying? They gotta pay you like you write. Like if every artist was to unite together right now, man, to support UGS Radio and First Fan Radio and whatever, you know, whatever movements that's out there. Right now, you had the industry floating. Jay-Z won't be able to throw those concerts to sell tickets for $100 because
yeah,
they come
see,
to the man in the street
that's not
and pay him straight on up.
You know?
Yeah.
Man, I'd rather rock a party than just to fill my pocket. You know what I'm saying? Rock a brain.
Yeah.
6-7 groups with me, and we all jamming. We all can eat, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just the fact that you got to look out for the people who put you there. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. A lot of people can't afford $100.
$100?
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Who all going to be there, first of all?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all fellas seen, it was a clip I saw, I think, on YouTube. I was going through, and I ran across Kid Rock, and Kid Rock was saying, like, he was doing shows for, like, he was putting together some kind of show where he was charging like $20 versus Jay-Z's tour. He's like, for $20 you can come to my show and let you get free beer and like a package to come with your ticket. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going
versus
to that $20 for free beer too.
Half the people on the show, I'm like, yo, it's free beer, it's $20, man. Come
hey,
on.
We got LA up in here. Hold on one sec, guys. We got 310. What's up, 310?
Rick Ross.
Oh, it's the real Rick Ross, y'all. What's up, Rick? How
hey,
you doing,
Rick Ross?
Man, checking in.
Man, much appreciation. You've been a huge part of this show. You know what I'm saying? Can't believe we're at number 100. The last time you were on, you got us on everything from BET to MSNBC. You know?
Right.
So, we can't thank you enough, man, but since you've been on here last, a lot of shit's been going down, man. Can you explain to our viewers exactly what you got going in the works?
Man, I did my T-shirt. It's been blowing the fuck up. I'm excited about it. Matter of fact, I'm starting a new program, too. The people who want to get in on the business end with me, I'm going to have a conference call. So you follow me on Twitter. Check it out at Freeway Rick, and you can find out all about that. But, man, so much shit is going on, man. Man, it's like crazy. My doc is almost done. I just got my first brief in from my appeal. Looks real good for getting my name back.
That's up.
Man, I'm just out here pounding the concrete, man. I just left Orlando. I've been in Detroit, you know, just hitting these high schools up, man, really letting them know about these dudes who are out here faking. Talking about they so dope and you read that shit and it's so corny. You know, I was just reading on the airplane the other day, the Vanity Fair with Jay-Z in it, talking about that he so crack, you know, and I'm like,
yeah.
Just reading that story was just like so corny. These dudes just don't keep it 100, you know, and they say they was good boys and you know, and they went to school and they got college degrees and you know, and somebody gave them a good job, you know, and they doing all right now. You know, everybody want to be D-boys, but they don't carry it like D-boys. They don't have D-boy stories. I mean, real D-boy stories. You know, it looked like when you read what they said, it looked like a news reporter wrote the thing for them.
Well, what I respect about you, Rick, is you live that life for real, but now, I mean, and you suffered the consequences of that life. You saw the destruction that it caused, but now you're out here helping these kids, telling them that there's a different way. You know, and people like you are needed. These other guys are glorifying. You know what I mean? They're bragging
glorifying
about
it.
Yeah, but
that,
you know what? That's crazy that you said that. But they accepted by everybody. I mean, you know, these people will let them go and talk to their kids and you know, and pay them to come and talk to their kids, the president
kids
of the United States, and invite them to the White House. And but then with me, you know, when I did 20 years in prison, and I'm talking about not sell drugs, and, you know, hey, you got to try to make it a better way, you know. It's a dead
end
street.
It's really backwards out here, man. I salute you, brother. This is Red, Tony. I salute
this
Red.
DJ Ready Red, you know what I'm saying, original ghetto boy.
Yeah, what's up, Ready Red?
Nothing, man. I'm a big admirer fan, and I respect you, brother, 100%, man. I appreciate you for keeping it real, man.
Man, I got to, man. You know, when I sold dope, I believed that it was cool at that time to sell dope, you know, and that's why I was selling dope.
No.
Now I don't feel like that anymore. You know, I don't feel that it's cool to sell dope anymore, and that's why I do what I do right now.
And that's what we need, man. We need the ones that really put it down to see. And you have an instant report, man. You're a legend. You know what I'm saying? And where there might be somebody who'll be like, well, how can I do it, Rick? And you can tell them how they can do it without having to do that, because you've been there. You've done that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's
what it's all about.
I always salute you, Rick Ross. This is Mac J right here. And like last time you was on here, I say I fuck with the real Freeway Ricky, and we don't fuck with no dick tossing gay back music. We don't, you know what I'm saying? Like we ain't riding with them because them, you know, to try to take something from somebody else and not pay homage. That's always gonna be my thing, because even like you, Red, y'all the forefathers of this. You know what I'm saying? So me as a younger guy than y'all, but I'm older than some of these younger guys, you're supposed to always be looking up and paying homage some kind of way and learning from these people while they still here with us. You know, we take for granted that everybody could be gone tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? But if you're still here, you can learn something from the old people.
Yeah, and if you notice, when we did it, there always was a consequence to the actions. It wasn't glorified, but it was like, yo, start out doing this, and this is what happened. You know what I'm saying? It's on this. So I definitely and I appreciate that, man.
I appreciate y'all recognizing.
We here because we got some type of wisdom to share with the youngsters, man.
Real talk. And if you ain't passing out wisdom, and you ain't trying, you know, and I feel like this here. I don't care how much money you got. If you got all the money in the world, but you ain't willing to give nobody a helping hand, then fuck you.
Exactly, yeah. I'm with you.
100%
Yeah, you know
that Rolex could feed 20,000 children. You know.
Yeah.
But last time, you know, I know you're busy, but I just want to say this. Last time we were on the show, you know what I'm saying? I threw it out there and said, would you box the fake Rick Ross? And obviously he hasn't responded. But man, I want to be in that corner so bad and see it go down, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to do some Ali or some Mayweather tactics. We got to call this dude out. We got to get some flyers pressed up, everything. Get this motherfucker to come out and fight.
Man,
right,
dude, you know what? I believe that he's being financed by the police union to keep spreading bullshit to the youngsters, so they can keep filling up the penitentiary, because he ain't selling no music. You know, they keep playing him on the radio and keep putting out all these big expensive videos, but he ain't selling no music. So somebody is just shitting off money.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Definitely. The whole facade, man. This whole thing was a facade from the get-go. You know what I'm saying? To even use your
believe,
name and desecrate it on some dumb shit.
And I believe it's the police union. I believe it's the police union behind him.
That's big business now, man. Them corporations, man, that privatizing the prison systems, man. Big money in that, man. And yeah, the record companies are in cahoots with it. Trust me.
I just saw some statistics today. Not to cut you guys off, but China has 1.5 billion people. We only have 300 million, so they have well over three times the amount of people we have. yet they only have 1.4 million in prison, and we have 2.2 million in prison. So like Red just said, it's a fucking business.
Oh, it is, man.
India got a billion and a half people, and they ain't got 300,000 people in prison, and they're a third world country. And here in America, there's 1 million black men in prison. 1 million. 600,000 for nonviolent offenses.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
Because when they let out one, they just bringing them in, another one in. You know what I'm saying? It's just
well, they creating these laws to bring them in.
Yeah.
But hey, I appreciate y'all having me on, man. I gotta run.
Yeah.
You know,
hell yeah, man. Thank you,
Ross.
Hey, y'all give them hell, and y'all be looking on my Twitter to see when I had that conference call, so y'all can get down with me.
Cool. I'm
yeah,
going
definitely gonna be there,
Ross,
my brother.
Ready.
And get one of them T-shirts. The real Rick Ross is not a rapper. Peace.
Gotcha. All right.
Take care,
my brother.
Peace.
Man, that's what it is right there. You know what I'm saying? That dude, another cat like yourself, Red, been supportive virtually since the beginning of the show. Real humble, as you can tell. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this guy just got interviewed by VH1 the other day. He's got Nick Cannon playing him in a movie, and he can still take out time to give us a call. And that right there, you can't do nothing
but respect
that.
See, that's what it is, being in touch with the streets. I mean, the real OGs, man, they was in touch with the streets, man. They wasn't, you know, some type of glorified figure, man. They was in touch with the people. That's how they had their juice. That's how they had the cred. And they stayed in touch with the community. Because they didn't let nothing bad happen. Even though they might have been doing their thing, they didn't let nothing bad happen in the community. You know what I'm saying?
That's what the streets be missing, man. Them real guys. And see, especially nowadays, now we smarter and we know different things in different ways, man. It should be these guys that's in a position to make them changes, making them changes, but they ain't trying to do that because they influenced by this dumb shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's just how they want it, man.
It's all about being seen. Back in the day, they used to say it's a time and a place for everything. Like, sometimes you're supposed to be seen, and then other times you're supposed to be heard. You got to know the difference between it. But now everybody just want to be heard.
Pretty much. So like I say, a lot of things have changed, man. A lot of things. And not for the better.
Oh, no, not for the better. And you know, people have been speaking on it, and it gets a lot of publicity over the years, but it's like nobody cares. People are too caught up in the materialistic bullshit to give a fuck about what's really going on. And it's just
Well, you know, you still got to be an elder, man. You ever hear the expression, it takes a village to raise a child, man?
Yeah.
If we, the older folks, don't reach back to the youngsters, they're going to think that everything they do is cool.
Yeah.
They hungry for knowledge and instruction. I found this out. I'm not scared to go out here and talk to the youth. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm getting older every day.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're going to be the ones that I depend on. And when you are scared to go out there in your community and talk to these youngsters on the corner and tell them things that they need to know before they can get older, they're 16, 17, 19-year-old dying, they ain't even lived life yet. They don't even know nothing about life yet.
No. Hey,
we
got a caller, guys. Here we go. Hey, what's up, fam?
What's happening, man? It's Spice.
Spice, motherfucker,
Spice
one. Hey, you're on the line with Ready Red, man. How you doing?
Man?
Yeah,
what it do?
Good,
what
buddy.
It do?
Last time I seen him, he was over at Bush with Bill Crib in Houston.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my dude right there. Shit, that's my
yeah,
folks right
there.
Yeah,
the trigger got no hot. Yeah, that's my man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Man, how you been, Spice?
Yes, sir.
I'm good, man. You know, I caught a few bars, which I was chopping it up about, man. You know, I agree with that shit, you know, to the fellas, man. You know, he's... You gotta lace these little niggas, man. They growing up on some whole other shit, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotta catch them when they're young, man. At least they have reasoning skills, man. They ain't got no reasoning skills. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we grew up to a different type of music that they growing up to. Their music don't have no essence, no real. You know what I'm saying? things that we learned, you know, we actually learned from our music. Like, you know, I learned good shit, I learned bad shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But
it was a balance. No balance.
I learned, you know, I learned about, I kind of already knew about it, but when Houdini, you know, back in the day when Houdini did Friends.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, you got to think of the words to that song. And if you a kid listening to the words to that song, it actually is a blueprint to how to dodge these suckers. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Exactly.
That was good about the old school. There was messages in the music, man. They left stains on the brain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so we started leaving messages in our music. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they not following the motherfucking trend. They ain't following the shit.
Man, it's like banging your head against the wall, but you know what? You got to do it. End of the day, you got to know that you're at least enlightened or touch one or two. You know what I'm saying? You see it on the news every night, man. These kids out here killing kids. And you'd be like, wow, what is so bad in their life at this time? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know, I'm out here in Vegas, man. And, you know, it's you know, these niggas out here, man, it's this one cat, he in the news, on the news right now. You know, and these niggas driving all up and down the strip. You know, one nigga in a Lamborghini, the other nigga in a Bentley or a Hummer or something like this. These niggas busting at each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, out of Bentleys and Hummers and Lambos, man, I mean, Lambo, nigga, just be happy you got the Lambo,
exactly.
Nigga, fuck everybody. You know what I'm saying? Go, if it's over a broad, nigga, fuck that broad, nigga, go shake the broad and go find another one. You have a Lamborghini,
that's
nigga.
What I think it is. It's the hoes out here that these motherfuckers acting crazy.
Yeah, man.
But you just can't blame it on that, too, but they got a big part of it.
Yeah, hell yeah. You know, it takes two to tango.
I'm going to keep it real. It's them hoes. Okay?
Yeah,
find
it really
you some
is.
Women. Find you some women. Calm down. And you can enjoy
yeah,
yourself.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
These bitches will bring, they'll bring it up out of you, man.
Yeah, they will.
They'll bring it up out of you. You can be a gentleman until you run into a real bitch. Then you turn into a nigga.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Cause if you ain't provided for, man, she's going to go on to the next one. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, really.
Try to provide, go out, and you got to eat and take care of her and all this other stuff. So what happens? It's never ending cycle, man.
Yeah,
that's
why you guys are right, man. Because you know, and you got to think about how many people died over a hoe, over some bullshit.
A lot of them,
man.
Continents
and countries have fallen, dude.
You
know what I'm saying?
That's the beginning of time, man.
Empires have fallen, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I remember it was a movie called The Warriors back in the day. You know, and the Warriors was walking through the hood. You know, they was walking through somebody else's hood. And, you know, these suckers, they come, these butts rass niggas, they come out, and they like, you know, what y'all doing here? He like, man, you know, we just canceling the meeting. You know, we just going to make a move. We just walking through your turf because the train dropped us off here. And they was like, okay, man, go ahead and move. Y'all can move. Here comes some bra. She come down the stairs. He chicken, said all of that shit and kicked off the whole motherfucking war. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
And we're not talking about all women. We're talking about a certain class. No,
yeah,
we're not talking about women. You know what I'm saying?
We ain't talking about women. We talk about bitches.
And there's a big difference.
Hard hit. And y'all bitches need to quit going through his nigga's phone. Quit going through your nigga's phone. If you don't want to be with the nigga, don't be with the nigga. Don't keep going through his motherfucking phone. That's automatically going to end the relationship.
Yeah,
automatically.
Because
you're
going
to find something that you don't like that really ain't shit to him, and you're going to flip out about the shit, and the nigga ain't trying to, you know. So all you women out there, listen, man, quit going through your nigga's phone, man. That shit is not fly. It ain't cute. Ain't nothing wrong, you know. You want to find, you don't want to meet, you got to go through the nigga's phone. You don't need to be with the nigga, period.
Pretty much, he halfway there with you. He there with you. Let him get his rest.
Yeah, there you go. You know what I'm saying? You guys have been in this game, you know what I'm saying, for a long time. How can we get it back to where it once was?
Got to keep it real.
I mean, yeah.
You got to keep it real first. You got to start addressing some of the issues of the things that we talked about that got out of context with these youngsters before they start seeing a way that they can come back to the essence of what it is, making good music and putting life lessons in the songs, like my man Spice was saying.
They need to put the phone back in it, man.
You know?
Put the phone back in the shit. We're playing around. I want to hear some music, man. Some chords and strings and some bass lines and shit like that. I want to hear some music.
Hey,
you know
speaking
saying?
Of music,
put the funk in it.
Speaking of music, I got someone I'm going to put on the line right now, man, who represents the essence of music straight out of Memphis, Tennessee. Hey, what's up, my brother?
What's up with you, man? What's happening with you?
Man, legendary Al Capone, Mr. Hustle and Flow, man. We got Spice One and DJ Ready Red on the phone with you. How you doing, Al?
What's up, bro? What's going on?
Ready Red, Spice Wilson, what's cracking, man?
That's it in Memphis. My boy Spanish Fly is still around in Memphis.
What's up, man? Damn. I was saying, man, you know, I'm a hold this name up high every chance I get, man. Spanish Fly still here, man. You know?
Yeah, that's what's up,
love
man.
To play Memphis. Memphis, man. Memphis Soul School, right there. Definitely.
Go ahead, Al.
So I don't know if that's me. I hope I ain't breaking up. Al, you there?
You there, brother?
Okay, all right. Now, just to have some chance, we got some stuff going on here in Jersey.
Yeah, I think, if you hear it, Al, call back in, bro. Let's see what we got here. Area code 302.
What's up, bro?
Who is this?
The one and only Wicked Vendetta.
Wicked Vendetta, how you doing, man?
Wicked Vendetta in the house. What's happening?
Spice One,
I'm good,
ready,
man.
Good.
How
you been,
brother? What's going on? I'm just calling in to congratulate you first and foremost, man. Because, like I put on Facebook earlier, this was a massive undertaking. Whether you realize it or not, we all support you. We got much love for you and everything you're doing with UGS. So definitely
appreciate
keep it
you,
up.
Brother. Appreciate,
appreciate
you, man. We got Al Capone back with us. You there, Al? Yeah, Al.
Thanks. Hope I can the phone don't fuck up on me again.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt, man. I just wanted to say, man, you know what I'm saying? When I started off writing for Murder Dog, man, many, many years ago, we won't tell the people how long ago it was, but you know what I'm saying? You was there with me writing reviews, and I've watched you grow. I watched you grow so much and elevate so much, man. I just want to congratulate you on your success, you know what I'm saying? And
man,
thank you for
it.
Always supporting me and everything I do, man. I really appreciate you.
Man, we go back, so, you know, anytime you always ask me, you know what I'm saying, for my support, I'm always going to do what I can, man, as long as it's in my power, you know what I'm saying. You know, I'm here for you anytime, man, and the fact that you got all the, you know what I'm saying, the legends on here, man, and you know, representing what all the legends been about and, you know what I'm saying, it's still about, which laid all the foundation for every other motherfucker that's doing anything right now, man, it's a beautiful thing, so, man, it's good to know that it's somebody out there that's, you know, representing the foundation, man, because without the foundation, man, won't nobody be eating.
Yeah.
It'd
be a crumbling building.
Yeah.
Damn right. Damn right.
It is, man, but for you guys to continue to do what you're doing, that's what's keeping the foundation strong, you know what I'm saying, and keep putting out music and stuff and, you know, I want to say this, Al, you know what I'm saying? I know you down with the Grizzlies, but I'm a big Bulls fan. You guys better watch out, by the way, man. We're on a roll, you know what I'm saying? But I saw a video of you, you know what I'm saying, coming out to the Grizzlies game, getting the crowd crazy and hype, man. How did that make you feel to perform Whoop That Trick in front of everybody at a Memphis Grizzlies game? What was that
man,
like? Can you share that with
fucking
us?
This shit is fucking nuts, man. You know what I'm saying? Just to, you know, I'm performing in front of big crowds, but, you know what I'm saying? Just to get a whole fucking stadium, a sold out stadium of people, man, to can't whoop that chick at the same time, man. It's almost like, like the Romans back in the day, when the crowd hollered, finish them, you know what I'm saying? It's an energy that you cannot explain, man. You got people from one age group on up to another age group to different races, and everybody all united, you know what I'm saying? It's an unbelievable feeling.
Yeah, that's
a defining moment in anybody's career, man, when they done did that, you know what I'm saying? Done crossed over and they did and doing their thing. All walks of life, man.
For sure, man, you know, and to be in the early days, you know what I'm saying, to even still have, you know, to be able to do things now, that I have a chance to be still doing music, you know what I'm saying? I thought I'd be telling, you know,
I think that's what keeps us young, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And in the know, and that's another thing, man. When we feel we can still do it, man, that's where we just don't fade away. And that's only in hip hop. Anywhere else, you go to artists, it's always prevalent, still there. Only in hip hop do we throw away the ones that rock us, you know what I'm saying? Here today,
but
there
you go. Hey, hold on, say that again. They try to, but they can't.
They can't, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't going to allow that. I'm always going to
hold it. Hell no.
For all that.
Hell no.
Get this before me, I'm going to let you know who influenced me, who I did, who I love, who I am now, you know? Can't
keep it real.
Yep, got to. Because without them, it wouldn't be no us. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm glad they did what they did. And I'm like, yo, who is these cats? When I first seen Fan Bada, Grandmaster Flash, Cold Cuts, bro, I said, yo, these cats is bad. I want to be like them. And I'm like, yo, I educated them until I found out where I was at in this thing. You know what I'm saying? And I hear, yo, man, that we are big influences on people just like our forefathers was before on us. We got to keep on generating it, man. Till the day the breath leaves my body, I'm going to be a fan, and I'm going to be an ambassador of this hip-hop, man. I'm going to keep spreading the word. I'm always going to hold a torch. You know what I'm saying? So, anybody before me and after me, let them know, yo, there was people before you. You got to salute them.
You got to. And hopefully the new generation will understand that that's the same thing that they have to do as well, you know what I'm saying? Because at some point, they're going to be considered, you know what I'm saying? At some point, they're going to get older, and there's going to be a new generation under them, and they're going to want that generation to recognize, you know what I'm saying, that they was before
exactly.
them. So, they can't think that they're going to be at their age and, you know what I'm saying, representing the scene forever, you know, shit, life goes on, and they're going to be in the same position that we in. So it is what it is. So you know, keep it 100 now, so, you know, the people behind them can keep it 100 for them.
Yeah. All thing we got to do is elders step up to the plate, man, and share the knowledge when we have that opportunity or that platform to do so.
True,
you know?
True.
And that's all I do. They be like, who? I say, yeah, them right there. You know, I'll let them hear something old school in a minute. I say, see how these cats can flow? They want that tired old flow, man. They see how the beat was a little faster. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said, they bad. You know, I have them listening to stuff all the time. They'd be like, yeah, they were saying something, right? I said, yeah, they were.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. I was over my boy Spice Wall. Where you at, man?
I'm right here, man. I'm just listening, checking, guy, you know. Sucking it up,
man, dude. You just don't know, man. I was a major fan of all you guys at the same time, man. The Ghetto Boys, Spice One, man. Shit,
I was a fan
right to this day,
y'all,
man.
And Spice. You know what I'm saying? So that was cool, man. At the time, man, being fans of each other's music, you know. And then if they group you up on a tour, that was even better. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so now
man.
You can chill with your peoples all day. You know what I'm saying? Hang out. And Bill was just like, come on, Red, I want you to meet Spice.
Man,
you know what
we
here ain't going to do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, I just did that new video, Ghetto Star and shit.
Hey, man.
Is it on World Star?
I'm just laughing about something that's an inside joke, man, from way back. Y'all forgive me.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Excuse me.
I just did a video with me and Lady Bomb, too. That shit is hot.
Yeah, I know it is.
I'm going to be looking out for
it. I ain't never heard nothing bad that anybody has done, really. You know what I mean?
Because
it's always from the heart, man. Especially, that's what it was, man. It was something that where you know that the bar was so high back in the day that you had to come with it every time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You had to come with it every time. So that's what it is. You had to represent when you walk. You know what it is, man. When you in there with a bunch of rappers and DJs. When you got ready to come on the set, yo, you was ready to do your thing because the bar was just so high and raised, man. You wanted people to know who you were also. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And stuff right there. Hey, so,
let me put y'all up on, if y'all ain't up on it, man, go cop that new MJG, man. I just got the new MJG album.
It's cool.
It's called Two Pimpin'.
I was fans of them before I even knew.
This week is called Two Pimpin'. It's an MJG solo album. I promise you, man, if you want to hear some good pimp shit with bass lines and strings and all that good music, that nigga went in, man. You got to get that. This shit is fucking hot.
I kicked it with the nigga. One time I kicked it with him. That's all we was doing was listening to beats.
Yeah.
I know that nigga got some heat on there.
Man, that nigga got that shit, man. I listened to it today, the whole album. It's almost like I was looking at the Mac 2013 or some shit, listening to the album.
Hey, man. Y'all, we got another pioneer and a legend right here, right now. I'm just gonna let him introduce himself. What's up, fam?
What's happening with it, fam?
Yeah, man. Tell everybody who we got on the line.
This is the legendary Cocaine from the West Side.
Yes, sir.
Cocaine, what's up, baby? What's going on?
Man, just
G-Funk,
you know how players do. We stay on point like Stacey Adams. You dig?
Yeah, I say every day, man. It's less than nothing.
For sure.
Yeah, man. And we just had you on the show about a month ago, and you promote your new album, Shut the Fuck Up and Cut the Check. How's the video going for you?
Oh, man, it's going crazy. I just got offline with all the DJs. Everybody's really supporting this record. In the next month or two, you're really going to start seeing this record everywhere. It's getting great response on the project. They like the fact that they got two icons on there from the East Coast and one being a pioneer from the West. You couldn't ask for a better situation, you know. So I'm glad my boy Big Ups to Busta Rhymes and my boy Leezy is on there too from the Northwest, and it's one of the magical records, man, that everybody's finna bang. You dig?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's that G-Funk right there, man. That's, you know what I'm saying? Just like how Reddy Red, he was the first guy to make Scarface sing on the track, and he invented his own style that influenced a lot of the South. And Spice, he was the first motherfucker to stutter rap on the track. And you and Hutch, you guys were the first to lace the game with that G-Funk, man. So I salute all you guys for bringing innovative shit to the game.
Yeah, let me break it down for you. Let me break it down. Hold on. Let me somebody keep bugging the shit out of me on my phone right now. I'm going to answer it. But God dang. But look, let me break this shit down. The originator of G-Funk and originators, the word was invented in 1988 by my cousin Cole 187.
Yeah.
Okay. Between me, KMG, GOMAC, and Laylaw, that was our style of music. It's called G-Funk. Now, before we came to Rufus Records, Dr. Dre was doing mostly hip-hop shit. But see, Cole 187 gave a lot of the break beats and different other shit to Dr. Dre that Cole 187 to get the credit for. You see, I'm not dissing Dre on this line right now. I'm just telling him. I'm a real nigga telling some real shit. You feel me? Years later, you know what I'm saying? It's like, who stole the soul? But the good thing about it is that you can hear him say G-Funk before the Chronic was out.
Yeah.
I mean, you even heard Tupac from the G-Funk, but you can call it what you want.
Yeah.
So all those people claim they did G-Funk, you know, thank God because of the internet, because, you know, back in the days, 15 years ago, we were saying, we was making that claim, but people were turning around looking at us like we some big-ass haters. But the good thing about it, you got real niggas like yourself that know the real. You know what I'm saying? We got some of my comrades that know the real. Big ups to Chico on the line. And you know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing to be here later and still run.
The first thing I said when I got on here is they need to put the funk back in it. That was the first thing I said as soon as I touched into the game on the phone.
Hell yeah.
Like real shit.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you put the Mob Stutter Step shit into it. You know, a lot of niggas don't know. I'll crack them over the head and tell them the truth.
we still the Boston leading crew, man.
Yeah, they don't know about that. They don't know about
the
Boston leading
crew, man.
Hey, Chico, they don't know about the fact that Tupac last 2 days and me and you were supposed to go to Vegas with him. He was with us.
Look, that's some crazy shit. That was some crazy shit, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. I was kicking it with a hat on the set of his movie. On the set of the movie with him and James Belushi. And he was like, man, you know cocaine? Go get cocaine. I said, hell yeah, I'm going to get cocaine. Nigga, that's for homie, nigga.
Yeah.
I went and got cocaine and went back over to Pac Trailer while I was shooting the movie. You know, I was talking shit to him because he was dressed like the police.
Yeah.
Remember, I was like, man, take that shit off. As soon as he got out, he walked out the trailer. I said, man, take this shit off. He looked like the police, nigga.
Pop was the coolest nigga in the world, homie. I miss that.
That's
nigga Chico
nigga.
For real.
We went in there and chopped it up for hours, dude, and went and did that song, dude. That was the last time we seen him.
Yeah, that was the song that we did in This to the World. The first song that we did was me and Chico. We wrote Fortunate Fame with Pop.
Yeah. Exactly. Real shit.
That's that thing.
Something we all adore. Something we're dying.
Something we
dying
for.
Something this game. Stuck in this game. Searching for Fortunate Fame.
Searching for Fortunate Fame.
That was awesome. That's our shit.
Feel that shit now. You know what I'm saying? I listen to Pop all day. Because I'd be like, damn, every word, every line meant something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, real shit.
Man, he's passionate with his shit.
Yeah. You know, I didn't mean to. I meant to, but you know, whenever I get with Chico on the line, no matter if we ain't doing a Rolling Stones interview, we could be talking about that shit. You dig?
Yeah. We done seen a lot of crazy shit, you know what I'm saying?
Man, homie, and I look at it for like Mac Dre, rest in peace, Eazy-E, KMG, rest in peace, DJ Train, and it's a blessing that they had influence on us and vice versa, and we still get to be here and privileged to tell the story to a wider audience because it's a beautiful situation. So that's why me and Chico, that's why we're here, not only just as reputables and key holders in the game, but to tell the real side of the story because it's a lot of shit that's an urban legend. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that's what the fans appreciate. You know what I mean? We're tired of being force-fed this bullshit. We want to know the real shit. You know, and salute you guys.
What made everybody love the music like that in the first place? You know?
Yeah.
That's what motherfuckers need to know. They, we need to show them why they love the music so much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I'll say this. It's good that it's getting back to the roots, you know, not to Jabberjaw so much because music at one time, and I'm sure we can all agree, like, we was ready to just throw that shit in the garbage because shit is so artificial flavors. It's like, where's the real niggas at? Well, the real niggas is at where they at because you got a bunch of Oscar Mayer weenies in position that is really influencing some things. But you know what? Ain't no substitution for good. If it's real, cream always going to rise to the top. And now the spotlight is turning back, you know, where it should be on the West Coast because we had a lot of influence, not only from the West Coast, but South, East. People low-ride, people followed the Spice Ones and cocaine. And at the same time, it's not so much that how we needed to figure it out, because you had a lot of motherfuckers on the East Coast and South was like, damn, well, why y'all ain't getting your own shit together? And you know what? They was absolutely right. So we needed some groundbreaking moves, you know, whether it's the verse from Control or whether it's Spike One doing his thing or whoever doing his thing. It's looking real good on the West Coast right now, you know what I'm saying? Because all that ignorant shit is out the window, man. A lot of times, the reason why they don't want to fuck with the West Coast because of that ignorant shit that was perpetuated at that time. So they kind of got scared. But now it's coming. It's a good thing that you see brothers like Chico and myself, and for that most part, and you can be from the South, Timbuktu, that just enjoy the type of flavor we do. It feel good. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Being a brother that was born and raised on the East Coast and did my time on the West Coast as a young kid with my father who lived in L.A., there's really no difference. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's just the fact
uh-huh.
that
right.
where it was invented at and what's
every
going on.
Every ghetto the same, man.
You got to understand that there's 49 other states that took what you came up with and do it how they did it. It's regional to where it's going on, where you're at. You know what I'm saying? Y'all showed us how it was done on a scale and brought it to where it was.
And to interject on that, fam, Rakim Great said the greatest shit, fam. He said it ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. If you look at it, Ice-T,
exactly.
Tupac, and Cocaine, I was born in the South Bronx, fam. I'm a West Coast icon. So it ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. Real niggas fuck with real niggas.
I remember
real
rocking Captain
Bass.
I remember seeing Uncle James on. I remember Magic Mike. I remember going to Zodi's back in the day in L.A., about 75, and seeing these cats doing some stuff, 78, 79. You know, and pretty much during the height of the East Coast, West Coast thing, there were so many cats that weren't even involved in that because it was just music. It was hype. You know what I'm saying? And we lost two good people. Exactly, you know, behind that, man. So, you know, there was just love, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be West Coast, East Coast, Midwest, this was love because we weren't a part of none of that craziness. We just wanted to be a part of the music, man.
Hey, we got another caller, 916. What's up, 916?
What's up with it, man?
Yeah, who is this?
What's going on, my friend?
What's happening, Sack? What's anybody to do?
What's happening? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
man. What's happening, man? It's Pop.
Yeah, this Emo, my brothers. How y'all doing?
Emo, what's up, Emo? How you doing, my brother? UGS for life, man.
All right. Just calling in and checking in on the show, man. Congratulating you to making it this far. Can't wait to download the mixtape. You know what it is.
What's going on?
Much appreciation, my brother. And you know what I'm saying? We got Cocaine, Spice One, DJ Ready Red. You know what I'm saying? Al Capone, Rick Ross called in. The real Rick Ross. The cop didn't call in. You know, hopefully there ain't no cops listening. But
what that nigga on is Jenny Craig playing? The real Rick Ross.
Hey, if he's not dope, he's hiding the keys in his titties. That's what they fill with. But Emo, man, it's an honor to have you on the show, man. For those of you that don't know Emo, he's been putting in work, you know what I'm saying, doing music for years, man. If you can, tell the people a little bit about your background, Emo.
Man, I'm just a brother out here, man, trying to make a way out of this music that I love doing from Sacramento. You know, I've been down with Brother Lynch Hung, come from that Big Hollis, you know, just those kind of threads and kind of like just doing more of the service providing things. Now I'm not really too much of the rap guy or whatever, but right now I'm just providing services to the city, so just trying to help the next generation be seen a little bit better and easier than we was coming up. So, you know, that's me, Emo, just doing this thing from Sacramento.
I can respect that, man. Respect all day.
Yeah, big up.
Appreciate it.
Definitely. And if anybody wants to get at you, Emo, for videos or anything, man, what's the best way to do it?
You know, check me out on youtube.com/emo3000. Twitter, Emo3000, Instagram, all of that. You know, any page you find me on, you'll basically see my work. I'm not on there playing and, you know, posting about anything else about trying to move forward. So, you know, anybody, man, hit me up.
Yeah,
much love, Emo. For sure.
Appreciate you, my brother.
Yes, sir,
yeah,
brother. Appreciate you for having me, man. Like I said, congratulations making it this far, man. I done seen a lot of people try to come with these kind of shows, and they come and they go. I ain't even did one myself, and it takes a lot of, you know, concentration and real dedication to make this get this far, man. So, man, congratulations to you, bro. Just keep up the good work, Fred.
Man, I will, brother, and it means a lot coming from a legend like yourself, man. Thank you very much, Emo. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this Emo right here in the background, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely check him out. Of course, you always go to ugsforlife.com. We got Emo's mixtape, No Filters, Volume 7. It's available for download right now. But
that's dope.
Now that I got Spice One and Cocaine, I want to ask you guys, you guys got any collaborations coming out in the future?
Yeah, let's fight there.
I mean, well, I just did a video with Lazy Bone. I'm about to drop in a couple of weeks, so y'all got something to look forward to on that. You know what I'm saying? And definitely look forward to me and Cocaine getting in and doing some more shit. So, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
I got a few bones on my album, like, you know, I got Crazy, Lazy, and Flesh, looking for Biz with two other cats, but just look for the Haters Nightmare album, you know what I'm saying? I have a cool collabs on there, including my dude Cocaine and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Haters Nightmare, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I still got America's Nightmare bumping.
You already know.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yo, but
as far as on my side, that's my boy for life. That's my brother, Salini Crew. You dig? So we definitely gonna mash it up on that. This project I got coming out, it's January 10th. It's called Shut the Fuck Up and Cut the Check. And I bust the rhymes on there. Be Legit, Cole 187, Richie Rich, Daz Corrupt, E3, Mac Lope Cheap, Baby Lope, Wop Dime Dollar, The Extra, and my daughter. Nisa singing on there as well. She 18 and be blowing. So,
that's
it's something to look forward to. Hope everybody get into it. That G-Funk, you know what I'm saying? Shut the fuck up and cut the check. No.
Hip to the dead Lord and what I like that. I like
spinning
right there. Those is, but I'm going to have to check out the whole album right there. Because I'd be like, yo, I know my
man. The snippets is coming out, too. The snippets is coming out next week.
I just
got to warm it up. And, you know, I want everybody to be on this here. I mean, the album's incredible. It's all live instruments, you know what I'm saying? So we really went back into that G-Funk, like, right, we was, like, right with Pac and Easy. You know what I'm saying? We had to take it back home on this one. You know what I'm saying?
And that's the signature. You know what I'm saying? It's the patience, the clean. You know, like, whoa, these niggas be on some shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all,
as long as you keep that, what you say, as long as you keep that, it ain't going to be all right.
You know what? You know what I hate, folks? When an artist changes his sound and he try to do what's going on currently, and it just don't sound good. I mean, it's cool to show that you can be progressive and you study going, but when you just change your whole sound up to try to see what's going on, that shit.
Well, you know, a lot of things, you got to be careful with that because you can't turn your back on the people that made you there. Mm-hmm. And even if you had a spiritual epiphany or whatever you had,
right,
at the same time, instead of just doing that, sometimes it makes you look like you have a confused spirit. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of these brothers in the game, not saying no name, they have confused spirit. It seems like they bipolar and they can't get it. You see what I'm saying? When all along, people don't give a fuck about you changing into a cartoon suit, back into a funk suit. They give a fuck about you from the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And when you leave your people, you kind of like leave your people hanging because, especially when you a tsunami in the game, you know what I'm saying? Just because you had a change, why in the hell you gonna leave your people in the dirt? Because you in that place of power position.
But it's people at the end of the day, you don't know what a motherfucker go through. You know what I'm saying? They're confused with their spirits. And some of them be confused with their sexuality.
Motherfuckers.
Seen that shit. The game has got AIDS right now in a major way, man, and you know what I'm saying? It's fucked up.
Yeah, they got a virus in it, man. Real spit.
Yeah, but we always, I can go to Chico, right? And you can open up his file, and the music that he got is still good and relevant to this day. It's not like all of a sudden we finna see Chico do a Bozo the Clown record. Niggas are looking at him like, hey, you crazy.
I see my big ass walking around here as a motherfucking skinny jeans on or something.
Yeah, open up Cole Brown. Doing the same thing.
And that's what we respect about you, because I invested in you guys as a child. You know what I'm saying? When I was like 12 years old, I started buying your music. Here I am, I'm 35. You guys have not changed. You know what I'm saying? You guys have continuously made the real shit that you started out with, and I salute you for that shit. So many of these motherfuckers want to, you know, they hear a Waka Flocka or a fucking whoever the fuck, and they want to try to emulate that. You know what I'm saying? You guys keep it 100 always, man. Much respect.
Man, big up. You ain't finna. Hey, man, but it's funny. It's something for the royal roast. Because niggas can get roasted right now. And I ain't seeing no name from the West Coast. But check this out. Niggas is hella colorful. You're hella colorful.
Skittles.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, to each his own. I mean, at the end of the day, if a motherfucker want to stick a finger up in his ass just to sell records, well, then do you.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess if niggas want to do that, then let them do that shit, man, you know?
Yeah,
that's
the
most
funny.
These be on some, you know. It's like they just sell their soul because they want to sell some motherfucking records and be a star and shit. You know what I'm saying? These old
motherfuckers.
I was into do what I'm doing, but as far as you know, being a star and flaunting money and all of that shit is fake as fuck, nigga. All these fake ass niggas riding around. Where I'm from, nigga, flaunting money don't do nothing but get your ass jacked, not by the police either.
Hey,
yeah.
We got another caller. Got another legend in here. I'm going to let this person introduce himself. If you can, caller, introduce yourself.
Oh, what's up? This is DJ Yella.
Oh,
DJ Yella. What's up, man? It's Spice.
Oh,
this is for the E.
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing, brother?
Oh, pretty good.
Man, long time no see. Is this the Yella Yella?
Yeah, Yella Yella. That's Yella.
TJ Yellow, man.
What up, comrade?
This DJ Yellow, nigga. Oh, my God, man. What's popping, fool?
Oh, not
too much. NWA in the motherfucking house, nigga. What's happening?
Yes, sir. Oh, not too much. Hanging in there.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Hanging like flies.
Hey, what's up with Ren? What's up with MC Ren? Is he around? I need to get that nigga on the record, on my record, man.
You know something? I don't know. I ain't talked to him in a couple of years, so.
Mm-hmm. Damn, man. That was my dude and shit, man. And
I'm following you on the thing. What's up with Big Man, my nigga?
He cool. Oh, he cool.
Yeah. What's up with Seaweed?
I talked to him last week.
Man, tell my nigga I said it was cracking.
Damn.
Hey, also, I want to congratulate you on the nomination for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
I just want to stress, you know what I'm saying, right now, you guys got to vote. You can vote as many times as you want. NWA, you know what I'm saying, you're up against, you know, people like Peter Gabriel, a bunch of different fucking people. But you guys got a very small percentage, man, and there's no reason why you guys shouldn't have a solid induction into that motherfucker for what y'all contributed to the game. You know what I'm saying? So we need to encourage people to go out and vote.
Yeah.
To get NWA in the Hall of Fame. And I see you pushing it, though, Yellow Man. I see you pushing it all the time. So
Give me the link. Give me the link or something.
I'll
URL
definitely
so
voted
I can
for you,
Yella.
Because I'm gonna tell you something, Yella. I voted for you, fam, because I ain't gonna say nothing else outside of this. But we all know who stuck with Easy. Put it like that. So I vote for you. Straight facts.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Rest in peace. Salute to Easy E.
Man, for real, man. Always, all day, man. That's my dude.
Yeah, Yellow was
that
for
him. That was my partner right there.
A bottle of all cocaine, we stay loyal to that nigga to the end. You feel me? But, you know, later years, you know, as far as NWA, that's a fucking no-brainer, man. They did that shit, man. That'll be stupid if they don't put them brothers in the Hall of Fame. They put Chuck D in there, they damn sure got to put the NWA. Straight face.
You guys got to look at this, too. You guys, what you guys did with the Fuck the Police record, fast forward 25 years later, we live in a total police state all across the country. Oh, you got 90-year-old women getting tasered, 6-year-old kids in school getting tased. I mean, shit is fucked up, and you guys told us about this 25 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That alone should get you guys inducted into every fucking Hall of Fame.
Real shit. That alone should have you in all the Hall of Fame and shit. Real shit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy. I would listen to that shit. I'd be ready to go and say this to NWA. I'd be like, yo, these motherfuckers is hard, dog.
And I want to say this, too, to the people listening. You know what I'm saying? Other, we'll just say other members in the group. Start posting their fucking links because you got the power to do it. You got the power to make this shit happen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Start getting the people involved. Start a campaign, and let's get NWA in the fucking Hall of Fame.
Well,
you know
what I'm
going
to do
next time around.
Yeah, what
I'm going to
do tonight.
Nominate y'all.
Yeah. What I'm going to do tonight or tomorrow, I'm going to text Cube and Dre and tell them to put it on their Facebook. You know, they got 9 million likes and 4 million likes, so that should about do it once they put that up.
Man, yeah, that should do it like a motherfucker.
Number one priority.
Hell
right
yeah.
There. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? But,
hey, it's been nice, my brother, but peace and hair grease and peace in the Middle East. I get with y'all brothers. Man, y'all the realest. God bless you. To the radio. God bless you to my real nigga, Chico. And my big bro in the game, Yella, much love. May the fuck be with you, motherfuckers. Late.
All right, Coco, what love, my nigga?
What?
Man, that's what I'm talking about right there. You know, and Yella, I just, again, man, I want to commend you, man, for the work you've done and the foundation that you helped, you know what I'm saying, lay in this game. Because without people like you, I wouldn't be doing what I've been doing for the last 15 years. You know what I'm saying? Same thing to you, Spikes. And you know, of course, you, Red, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Red, you're a man that comes from the East Coast who, along with Mr. Mix, influenced the whole South. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I always say this because Mr. Mix comes from the West Coast. You come from the East Coast. The two of you combined, along with, you know, some other cats, you know, we can't leave out some other people, but you guys really laid the foundation for the South. And, you know what I'm saying? I got to give you guys props on that. Yeah, but speaking of the South, we got ATL up in here. 404, what's up, 404? Hello?
Four checking in.
Yeah, who is this? 404. Okay, good. 404 just hung up. You know what I'm saying? Don't waste our time. This is episode 100. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? We got Mississippi up in here. Hey, what's up, Mississippi?
What about it, Prayers? It's your boy Dez Hellborn giving you a shout out. You know what I'm talking about?
Dez of Hellborn. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm good. Sitting here listening to the show, man. Hearing the legend speak, man. Hearing you speak. Congratulations on what you're doing, man. We appreciate it, man. It's power with numbers, bro.
Man, I appreciate
it.
Listening
to OG Spice One, the OG DJ Yellow, man. I grew up on y'all shit, man. Raised me, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely an honor, man, to be. What's up with you, baby?
Dez, you're a famous bit of yourself, man, and you know what I'm saying? I want to thank you for being a part of everything, too, man, for real.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, man. Like I said, I ain't want to take up too much time. I just wanted to call in and tip my hat to you, man, and call in and tip my hat to my brothers that's on the line now, man. Real G's
that's
doing this
up,
shit.
Man.
And doing
much
it.
Respect. All
you day. All day. Spike one. You know what I'm talking about?
Real shit.
And that was my shit. Spike one was my shit. You know, who would ever thought rap music would come from the West Coast and touch right down in Mississippi and everybody in my hood and everybody in, you know, would be bumping that shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's real shit, man.
Yeah, it is. So,
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, too.
I'm
going
to go
thank you for being on the mixtape.
Roll something. I'm going to roll something up right quick.
Thank you for being a part of the show, man, and being a part of the whole Murder Master Music Show. I appreciate you.
Man, thanks for having me come through, man, all the time. Anytime, get at me, dude. And one love to everybody, man. All right, Yellow, man. A good talk
right.
to you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it in, baby. Keep pushing me. Front line.
Oh, hey. Definitely. Thanks a lot, Spice. You know what I'm saying? Spice One has been on the show several times. You know what I'm saying? Legendary. You know what I'm saying? Very underrated artist, I might say, too.
Can I say something about Spice One, please?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, man. Man, if you listen to a lot of artists, man, including myself, man, you can hear that Spice One, you know, really influenced us in how we spit, man, and what we say, and just it real raw shit, man. So he definitely a pioneer in the game, man, that I definitely tip my hat to, man. You know what I'm saying? Well, y'all have been one of my favorite artists.
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely, you know what I'm saying? Salute to Spice One. But I want to get back to DJ Yella real quick. We just had you on the show a few weeks ago, Yella. When did you get the, announcement that you guys were getting a nomination for the Hall of Fame?
Actually, from the Facebook page, too.
You just logged
somebody
in the Facebook and
saw somebody posted it. Something popped up.
You know what? That's where I saw it.
That's how I found out.
On Facebook. I was on Facebook. So finally, it was Facebook.
And that's crazy.
Can't see this all in the end up at the 78. It's going to be crazy.
Well, you guys, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you belong in there, you know. And I hope it happens. You know what I'm saying? How long do we have to vote?
Not that long, I don't think. Probably sometime in November, maybe.
So we gotta get to work.
Where we gotta go? Where I gotta go to vote?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and click on and inductees, and then pick who you want.
All right. No doubt. I already know who I want.
Come on, man. They got one
last
game. Wow. So you go to
that'll be monumental, bro.
And we can vote as many times as we want, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
RollingStone.com. You can go there, and, yeah, you get your vote on right there, too. I just looked at the link on there. Let's vote in. Let's get them up in here.
I voted right before I called, so...
I'm ready to vote right
now. I'm voting right now.
Let's rock the vote card. Let's rock. Let's get it. Go right there.
Let's all get up there and vote. You know what I'm saying? If somebody can, shoot me the link on Facebook and I'll post it up on the radio page. You know what I'm saying? We got to.
I don't know how to do all that.
I'm doing it right now.
Well, Yellow, you know, when you started, there was no internet, man. There was none of this. When I started buying music, it was cassette tapes and records, you know what I'm saying? And then it progressed to CDs. Now you can have your whole entire record collection on something the size of a fucking quarter.
I mean,
it's just, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
It's got trains carrying 30 crates of records, man. That's one of the good things about that. Of doing that, man. I know Yellow goes way back. I know you got like 30 years up in that thing, man. So
30 years,
yeah.
DJ Yellow. DJ Yellow and DJ Red.
You know what's crazy?
Ready, Red.
My father lived in L.A. I used to live at 4th and Main, the Hotel El Dorado.
I heard of that.
This is way back in the 70s, like 75, 76. And then he would come back home for a couple of years.
and then he would go back to L.A. He was a caddy at the Los Angeles Country Club off of Wilshire
Boulevard. Oh, okay.
And so I would go out there, and I hated caddying, but I would go out there and caddy, then I would catch the bus all the way back to downtown L.A. And the culture has always been phenomenal. I was telling them about Magic Mike and Uncle Jam's Army, and you might remember Zodi. Used to be a spot I used to go to called Zodi's. It was like a chain store back in them days, man. And,
Zodi.
And I would just see the different culture, man. But it was always tight, always relevant. You know what I mean? On there. Mm-hmm. So West Coast has always been pioneering in a lot of stuff. They just ain't pop up in the '80s. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They put work in just like the East Coast. And being from the East Coast and coming there, man. Everybody has a culture, everybody has contributed to this part of hip hop.
Yeah.
Hey, we got another caller real quick. Sorry to cut you off, Red.
No problem.
We got you on the line live right now. Why don't you introduce yourself? Let everybody know who you are. Well, we had you on the line, and the call dropped. So okay, call back in if you can. Sorry about that, guys.
Hey, that's going to happen. Well, it's definitely going to happen like that, man. Yeah, I remember being in Houston, man. I couldn't wait to get all the stuff, man, that was coming out on Ruthless. Anything, we rock. Houston has always been a big supporter of everybody's music, you know, being the Gulf Coast right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
When NWA came, man, man.
I mean, it's funny, when we played Apollo, I thought for sure we was going to get booed. today.
Because it was different. It's just like, you're probably saying something that motherfuckers want to say forever, but then you got the cats really saying this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, damn, man. You know,
hey, you there? Not to cut you off again, Red.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, fam? Why don't you tell everybody who you are?
What's up, man? Original hot boy, Young Turk. What it do, man?
Young Turk. What it do?
Man, I want to thank you for calling in, Turk. You're on the phone with DJ Ready Red, UMC Original Ghetto Boy, DJ Yella of NWA. We just had Spice One and Cocaine on here, but they left. But, man, how you doing? Last time I talked to you, man, it was under some different circumstances. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to see you're in the free world again. How you been?
I've been good, man. Blessed, you know what I'm saying? Can't complain. Everything been on up. Staying focused, staying busy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, definitely. You got any projects coming out right now we can look forward to?
Yeah, man, I've been home a year, you know what I'm saying, on October 12th, maybe. Yeah, I've been out of prison. I didn't drop 2 mixtapes since I've been home. Louisiana, on Volume 1, Blending on the System. I just shot a video, man, recently. Got Lil Wayne, 2 Chainz, Juvenile, Manny Fresh. All them in my video, as well as a few feature appearances in video, Drake video, 2 Chainz video. You know, been hitting the road, been on shows, on the 10 City Tour right now. Just working, man, doing it the independent route. You know what I'm talking about? YNT, man, we all gonna eat.
Doing what you do. But now you said you're doing stuff with Lil Wayne and Drake and stuff like that?
Yeah, Drake just shot a video called Worst Behavior. You know, he gave me a phone call wanting me to come in the video. So, you know, I cameoed in that video. We hung out the night at Club 152 for his listening party. I did songs with Lil Wayne called Zip It. I have all the hot boys, BG rapping for prison. Got Juvenile on it. The song called Zip It is heavy in the streets. We just did the BMI Awards, you know what I'm saying, where we reunited the Cash Money, everybody but BG. BG, he's locked up during 14 years fighting the case on appeal. So, preferably, he'll hit the streets. Man, just been working, man. It's a whole lot. The list goes on. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, definitely. I want to shout out BG, Free BG. You know what I'm saying?
Free BG.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Juvie. You know, and, you know, that's what it is. We had UNLV on the show. Do you remember UNLV?
Yeah, down my L. My I put Yellow Boy, well, rest in peace, Yellow Boy. I put Y'all Fan and Take Nine. They on a song called Uptown on the Louisa Animals Volume 1. I, like, reached out to my state, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I was locked up in the feds, it's kind of like a state thing. It's not a city thing like it being a state, you know. And I just took that negative energy that be in, when you're incarcerated, like if a nigga get into it, like everybody got a ride in that car. I just came home and reached out to a lot of people in Louisiana that was doing their thing. And I put this mixtape with 21 songs, man, with a whole lot of bunch of people who was from different parts of Louisiana. And, you know, it's a success, man. Right now I got, like, over 200,000 downloads, you know what I'm saying? And that's just word of mouth. It ain't had no heavy promotion or anything on there like that.
Yeah. And, I've been covering the Hot Boys, you know what I'm saying, for many years, you know, at Murder Dog Magazine. And, you know what I'm saying, I've been covering, you know, BG and everything. But I just got to ask this, man, what the hell going on with Wayne the Clothes, man? Is he having wardrobe malfunction?
Like, you know, I can't speak on nobody, like, how they carry themselves, you know what I'm saying? Like, every man got their own way of doing things. You know, I could speak for Turk, you know, how Turk rotate, how Turk politic, you know what I'm saying? Because I wake up and I see myself in the mirror every day, you know what I'm saying? I have to face me, so, you know,
yeah.
I can't speak on another man do anything, you know what I'm talking about? That'll be a lie if I say this the reason.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you. I appreciate you calling in, and thank you for not wearing tights. Take care of yourself,
man. That's one thing, man. You know what I'm saying? The gun's too big. I can't wear no tight jeans.
All right, man.
So we just keep it. We keep it thugging, man. We take hard shit, use God's gift in spite of negativity where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? It's just what it is.
Hey,
no,
you're in the free world,
forward,
man. You know what I'm saying? And it's a blessing for you. And I know you're loving every minute of it. And I wish you nothing but success, man. Just keep doing what you're doing.
That's true.
That's right.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Certain back home doing your thing, baby.
For
yeah.
A show.
Yeah,
thank you, man. You got on the line, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because if it weren't for people like y'all, man, making a way. You know, a lot of people don't pay homage, but, you know, I live by respect, you know what I'm saying? So salute to y'all, too.
Appreciate that. We salute you, too.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Everybody in Louisiana always show love to the Ghetto Boys NWA, man. These are some of our biggest places we ever played and the most love we ever got for down in Louisiana. I need some food there, man.
Well, you got...
For sure.
Let me say this, Turk. You got DJ Yell of NWA on the phone, DJ Ready Red of the Ghetto Boys. How much, you know what I'm saying, influence did the Ghetto Boys and NWA have on you as a rap artist?
Man, you know, like, the gangster rap, man, I'm from the project, so, you know, of course, man, like, anything that was gangster coming out at that time, I grew up on it. It taught me a lot, like, you know, even though I was in school, the rap is what was my teacher, you know what I'm saying, taught me about life. So, you know, the rap has gotten away from that now, you know what I'm saying? There ain't no messing, there ain't no substance in it. Everybody want to party, party, party. That ain't what life about in my eyesight. But, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, man, if it wasn't for people like them, they would have never, you know what I'm saying, had me thinking the way I think. And, you know, I woke up. I had to go back to that when I got incarcerated, you know what I'm saying? Like all the things that I was taught coming up in life, it played back in my head, you know, and I came face to face with it. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I salute people that came before me, man, and made a way.
That right there is going to make you a better artist, because I know you're putting it down, man. When you got insight like that and time to think about shit that got you there, write that shit down, man, and come up with a masterpiece, baby. I know you're doing it there.
Man, you already know, man. You know, I stay sucker free in the box for the lollipops. I don't politic. You know, I don't do none of that, man. If they going to do it, they going to do it. If they not, I'm going to make it happen. So, you know, that's what it is, man. Independent, man. That's the best way to be, you know. Be creative on your own and take your own destiny in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
How can I get you doing some work with your Turk and some music shit? It's dead.
Man, y'all can check me on my Instagram, you know what I'm saying, Turk_Imani. Get at me, you know, on my Gmail, ynt.thuggin@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? I can hit my office 404-997-8232, man. You know what I'm saying? It's, we can make it happen. You know what I'm talking about?
Nah, that was up. Appreciate it. It's real shit. Real shit.
That's yeah. What it is, man. Thanks again for calling in, brother.
For sure, man. I ain't get that music to you, man. Just shoot me an email, and I get you everything that you need, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we'll have you come on the show, man, and you know what I'm saying? We'll play some music and stuff. We'll have you come on one of these next shows here soon.
Well, let's make it happen. Just send me a message like you did, and, man, I'm on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm humble with it, bro. You know, I control all my social networks, so it always going to be me responding.
That's what it is, man. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, G.
Right.
Yeah, we have. And one thing I want to say, I respect about him. For those people that don't know, you know what I'm saying, the early stages of Cash Money Records, you know what I'm saying, these guys got a $30 million deal. But before that, you know what I'm saying, like UNLV and Mr. Ivan and a bunch of other guys, they were the foundation of Cash Money. I'm sure you know about them, Red. But these guys, you know what I'm saying, they built Cash Money Records. So I'm glad he's still working with cats like UNLV. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the pioneers, you know what I'm saying? But we got another caller, 270. What's up, 270?
What's good with your prayers?
Oh, it's Mac Mizzle, man. I could tell from the cough. That's how I know. How you doing, brother?
Then I had to call in on that young, that 2 Chainz and all that other shit. Then I had to call in.
Yeah.
Oh, swagger shit.
Yeah, we heard about that. But how you been, man? You been all right?
Man, you know how I'm living this, Fred. I can't complain.
Yeah.
Can't complain. But I want to, man, you know, congratulations, fam. 100 shows, bro. You did it.
Man, thank you. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. And you know what I'm saying? It's always been an honor to have you on the show. Man, we got, this is crazy. I think you still, are you still with us, Yella?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We got DJ Yella and DJ Ready Red, two of the most influential people, you know what I'm saying, in rap. You got any questions for these cats? I know you got some good
man, questions. I just want you to know, man, I've been voting my ass off on that, bro. And I want to, man, I got a question, man. Like, I seen the Coachella. I seen the Coachella, man, where they had the Eazy-E hologram.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you feel whenever the crowd, man, the crowd acted like they didn't even know who Eazy was. For me, when I was watching that, man, I thought that was, like, disrespectful as shit. Like, did you feel anything like that?
The Coachella one or the Rock the Bells?
Man, I'm thinking it was the Coachella. Oh, well, it was the Rock the Bells, yeah.
Yeah,
I missed that.
But, I mean, it just looked like, man, like, the crowd was just lost. Like, they didn't even know who Eazy was. And I was just like, man, that's a damn shame.
To me, they looked, like, in shock. They just was. I mean, you know, the whole new crowd of people. It wasn't all young people. And stuff. To me, they were, like, more in shock. But when we went to San Jose, I mean, they loved it. You know, so, you know, I don't know. It was crazy.
Yeah. Like, man, it just fucked me up because I was like, man, I do not understand how you do not know who Eazy is. I mean, that's just bad. I mean, that baffled me for real.
Yeah.
Well, not to cut you off, but Eazy is definitely, you know what I'm saying, an innovator. And, I mean, there needs to be like a rap school. I think KRS-One is, you know what I'm saying, a hip-hop school or something. But people need to know where all this stuff came from. You know what I mean? And there needs to be perceptions. I'm not talking about people with college degrees. I'm talking about people with degrees in the streets and degrees in hip-hop that need to teach these kids the elements and the history of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
They lost their background.
And the power player. He was a power player in this game. had strong independent label movements for strong independent man. You know, and when you want to diminish the history of this, that ain't nothing but the powers that be put a squash down on something that is big. And we got to always talk about it. We always say, well, we got to carry that torch for a forefather that knows to put it down. That's what it is. That's what we got to do. Never diminish a brother's legacy. Easy until the end of time will always be mentioned among those that were innovative and brought it and pioneered. That's what I'm saying. What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. We got 815. 815, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. How are you? Who is this?
I'm good. This is Mika, and I was just calling to give a shout-out to my boy, Mac J.
Oh, Mac J's up in here somewhere. Where are you at, Mac J? Mac J, I think, is gone. But you're on the line.
The building.
You're on the line right now with DJ Yella of NWA and DJ Ready Red, the pioneer of the Ghetto Boys.
Okay. Hey, guys. How are you?
Fine. Yourself, dude?
I'm good.
I'm
you guys
good.
Need to come up here and make a trip to Chicago. We need to see you.
Chi-town.
Chi-town. Chi-town needs to see you. Show us some love. Hey.
Ready Red was just there on October 4th, right, Red?
October the 4th at the pub. Cat Production, DJ Premier, Steve Ali, Decline, Brazil, and DJ Ready Red on the ones and twos. You missed it.
I'm sorry. Well, you need to come back since I missed it.
Oh, definitely. I got family in Chicago. I even seen family and I ain't seen in 20 years.
Okay, well, I think if you come back, you wouldn't be disappointed. Come on back, get you a nice home-cooked meal and hang out with us. I actually don't live in Chirac. I'm out in the suburbs of Chicago. So.
Hey, it's cool.
But it would be good to see you guys. You guys need to get back together and put some things together and do something.
Definitely. Just for you.
There you go.
I really appreciate that. I appreciate it. But I just wanted to call in and show some love because Mac J asked me to give a call in and listen to you guys. And I think what you're doing is a great thing. And I will be calling in more often, listening to you guys. And it was good to talk to you. And may you guys stay blessed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Same to you.
Yes.
Have a good night.
Good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Much love. That's what it is right there, the support, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mac J. Let me ask you guys this, okay? We got two legendary DJs on the line right now. Have you guys ever, I know you guys hit the road back in the day, have you guys ever done shows together or anything like that?
Was there ever a
Ghetto Boy NWA?
You know something? I don't think so. They wouldn't let that much go on the stage.
It was easy. At the Summit, right there. I remember going to the show, and he was coming around the corner, and him and Scarface started talking and rapping, and that was basically about it. I think we never did a show together. Man. That would have been something.
Yeah.
That definitely would have been something right there, man. But,
oh, yeah.
I remember seeing them in the helicopter, the crying tape and all that shit, man. And,
oh, yeah.
Yo.
Oh, that's where the Rockets played, wasn't it?
Yeah, where the Rockets. It's
yeah.
a church.
Yeah.
But, I remember that. That's the first time we met you. That's actually the first time. Because for some reason, everybody was trying to, like, start this major beef between NWA and the Ghetto Boys, but they secretly we all down together. Same thing. You know what I mean? How y'all feel about NWA? I said, I love NWA. Matter of fact, I scratched something on the Scarface joint. Don't make me act a motherfucking fool. And some shit. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, yo, man, we fans. You know what I'm saying? We love everybody.
Oh,
we don't hate on nobody. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And that's how we were.
Just love, man, right there. Like I say, I was proud that there was finally some brothers, man, that really talked about it. You know what? And I just flew back from California. I was living in the Bay Area. I chose to go to the Bay instead of L.A. I got too many friends in L.A. doing shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, you know what? I'm going to choose the Bay, man. But once you live out in California, you can understand why that record N.W.A. was made by them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because, boy, I tell you, man. I had to put them motherfuckers first thing on my mind, man. Okay? All right? I'm going to say, you don't know until you've been there, then you'd be like, no wonder they came out with that record. There's a lot of things that you have to know, man. You know what I'm saying? And Cali, I mean, the Cali love is all over California, man. Like I say, no hate, man. Just everybody. It's peace. You know what I'm saying? Even something crazy.
Yeah.
There's nothing but love and peace out there, man.
Hey, guys, I think we got somebody else on the line. Who is this?
Yo, hey.
Hello?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, who is
this? Hey, what's up? It's I-1, man.
I-1, hey, what's up, I-1? Okay, how you doing, man?
Just
got DJ Ready Red and DJ Yellow chopping it up.
What's going on?
Yeah, I hear, man. I've been soaking up all. I just been sitting back soaking up game, man, checking them out.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. You got any questions for any of the brothers?
Yeah, man. I just want to tell them, man, just to keep doing what they're doing, man. Just keep on, you know, keeping that real shit alive, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we need it out here, man. No, we need a badge,
Definitely.
I congratulations to you too, man. Salute for your 100th show, man. That's what's up.
I want to thank you for being a part of this mixtape too that we're dropping here after the show tonight. I appreciate you.
Oh, no doubt, man. I'm glad to be a part of the movement, man. UGS for life, man. I'm glad to be a part of the movement, man.
Yeah, that's what it is right there, man. Dude, very talented, man. Keep doing what you're doing, I-1. Appreciate you.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. I knew this show was going to be historic, too, man. I know this is going to be a real historic show, man. You know, I just been sitting back soaking up all the game, man, you know. From the cast that started it, man. You know, without them, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? These guys paved the way. You know, you open the floodgates. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right there. That's the best type of comment you can ever hear from somebody knowing that. You to touch them in a certain way, let them carry it on too. You know what I mean? That's what it's all about.
Yeah, exactly, man. Yeah, I was a huge Ghetto Boys fan, man. I used to have to hide the tapes, you know what I'm saying, from my mama. Had the Walkman, you know what I'm saying, going to school with the Walkman, listen to the Ghetto Boys. Hey, what you listening to, you know what I'm saying? You know, but, you know, I was getting that game at an early age, man, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
NWA, you know, everybody who called, all the legends that called, man, I grew up on all of them, man. Spice One, you know what I'm saying, Al Capone, you know, all of them, man, you know what I mean? Been a huge rap fan, man, ever since the age of 8, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, definitely.
No doubt,
I mean, me
no
too. I've been a fan since, you know, the first rap tape I bought was third grade, Raising Hell. But I progressed, you know what I'm saying, into Too Short, you know what I'm saying, NWA, Ice-T, of course, Ghetto Boys. When the Ghetto Boys came out, it was just like, wow, these dudes, you know what I'm saying, NWA, you guys were ruthless as hell. Ghetto Boys, man, you guys were just scary as a motherfucker. You know, especially when you had that gangster nip shit on there, man, and your Mind of a Lunatic. I mean, you guys brought the horror movie to the rap game.
That's all it was. You know. Sit back, smoke a blunt, watch some shit, be like, yo, let's rap about that shit. I would do some shit like that, you know? Take your shit out the headlines and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take back to some of that shit, man. Be like, whoa, I'm glad to still be here.
I'm glad y'all still doing what y'all do, man.
And like I said, everybody did vote for NWA and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You see, I posted that up on your site there, Craig.
Yeah, I got it right now. I just shared it. I appreciate it, Red. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Thanks for calling in, I appreciate you, brother.
Hey, no doubt, man. Hey, keep doing what you do, bro.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? That's an odd one. But what about you guys ever doing any type of a collaboration? I mean, because both of you guys have influenced so much stuff. I'm just going to throw it out there. Would you ever do anything like that?
I'm down for everything.
Yeah. Hey, we got another caller, I think, on the line right now. Just got off the line. Sorry about that. You guys, I mean, what do you think you guys could do? You guys got any, like, I know, Red, you're working with some cats, you know what I'm saying, over there, like Caliber 007. What about you, Yeller? Are you producing for anybody?
Well, we getting ready to start on this movie. I'm writing a script and DJing, you know, stuff out the country, you know. Trying to do everything.
you're writing
everything.
A script, okay.
Yeah.
Yo, it was rumored. Is there going to be an NWA movie? I heard that somewhere,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
cool.
What I heard.
Yeah.
I want to see
that's
that.
A,
I bet that's going to
yeah.
be something.
Yeah, that's about to be being shot pretty soon, actually. Beginning of next year, yep.
Yeah, that was that you, Dez?
Yeah, that was me. I'm just listening, bro.
Yeah, you got a question for I think you got a question for Red and Yellow, don't you?
Yeah, I do, man. I don't want to hold the line up. I just got a quick question for both of y'all pioneers, man. How does it feel? Do you ever just sit back and just think about, like, how y'all really impacted the music game, man? And just the contributions y'all gave to it and how just y'all wear the crown for being who y'all are, man, and all the artists like myself that come behind what y'all do. How does it feel to sit back and just look at, like, y'all the grandparents of all this rap shit, this hard shit, street shit? Does that make y'all feel proud? I'm sure it does, but how does it feel from y'all, you know?
Very proud, man, when I hear that we have helped you in some type of way. Or just inspired the folks, or to see where it keeps progressing. Yeah, you sit back and be like, you know what, this wasn't in vain. All the blood, sweat, tears, sacrifice, and everything else, man. Yes, definitely.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I feel honored,
oh,
you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, people still talking about us 20,000 years later.
Hey, we about to. Guys, we got somebody else coming in. Hold on one sec. We got another legend. I'm going to let you introduce yourself. We got DJ, first off, before you say anything, we got DJ Yella of NWA on the phone, DJ Ready Red Ghetto Boys. Tell the people who you are.
Yo, it's classic DJs on the phone. I'm honored, yo. What's happening? It's Shan, yo. Ready Red, what's good?
What's up? I met Shan at the Capitol Overrent way back in the day. Gave me the first valuable piece of advice I ever got. Red, get your money before you go on.
What's happening with y'all?
I'm just chilling.
Oh, not too much.
How you
I
doing, Shan?
I just called in to give a big shout out. I'm chilling like a villain, you know, just doing what it do.
Man, I want to first and foremost, I want to thank you not only for being a part of this show, but for also contributing to the mixtape, man. For our listeners, going to get free after this. This show is over. I want to thank you for that, brother.
Listen, I got to thank you because, you know, if it wasn't for y'all, it wouldn't be no us doing what we do. And y'all, if you've given us shots to do what we do still in 2013, I'm glad to mess with you. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you for doing what you do for me. I'm not even trying to live off of what I did yesterday. It's what I'm doing today that's important. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to, you know, go on the strength of something old. I'm bringing something still to the table. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not coming to the table with my hand out like, yo, what you going to do for me? Remember me? Nah, I got to contribute. If I get complacent with how I feel with my achievements, I'll just stay dormant. You know what I'm saying? I'm not happy. I still want to achieve something else now.
Yeah, and you are, man. You definitely are, man. The song "Let's Bring Hip Hop Back" to me is a motherfucker to say the least. But you know what I'm saying? It's an honor. You know what I'm saying, to hear that type of stuff, and it's an honor to see DJ Yella. You know what I'm saying, on the Wheels of Steel, DJ Ready Red on the Wheels of Steel, still doing your thing, man, and showing these young motherfuckers how it's supposed to be done. Because you know what I'm saying, we need that right now. We definitely need that shit, and they need it too. But they're misguided as fuck. You know what I'm saying? They're running around in tights, and I mean, things are just not right. You know what I mean?
Definitely not.
It's fucking
sick. Definitely
sick,
not right.
Well, you know.
It takes somebody, you know, to stand up. A lot of times I see a lot of old school cats, they don't want to get involved with stuff. I'm always voicing my opinion about what I feel. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about your skinny jeans, the whole nine. That ain't something that we came up with. Pink was not acceptable for a man. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't acceptable to wear pink and two earrings.
Yeah, a lot of things changed.
You know what I'm saying? Nowadays it's like that line between man and woman is being crossed a whole lot in this new generation.
Sure is.
Yeah, the game is definitely it's went funny on us, real funny. And you know, as long as, you know what I'm saying, cats know the elements and they know you know what I'm saying, how to continue on with what you guys laid, the foundation that you guys and the people before you laid, then we're going to be all right. We're going to get through this little phase that it's going through right now. We just got to wait out the storm, so to speak, you know.
No, we ain't got to wait out the storm. I tell you what, that's my kids' music. That's not what I listen to. You know what I'm saying? It's all I hear on the radio, but that's not my music. That's my children's music. You know what I'm saying? My audience is not them. Only thing that I can do is do what I do. And if they look at what we're doing as old school OGs and say, Dad, their music has a message. It's telling me go to school instead of being a drug slinger, and they catch that message. If I could catch only one kid with a message, I'm good. But if I could catch 20,000 with that message, you know it's going to say one, tell two friends, and then so on and so on and so on. You know, it's going to catch on. But that music that we listen to today, it's not my music. I don't make music for children.
Yeah.
It's real sad.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And you go back, you know what I'm saying, the days of KRS-One and you and him battling and everything, and what's your relationship like today with KRS-One? Do you guys, I mean, you guys made any music together, or what's the deal?
We've done songs where we wasn't in the same studio, but we're on the same track. But my relationship with Chris is ultimate. We boys. You know what I'm saying? There's videos on YouTube where you see me on stage with him being his hype man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So me and Chris have a cool relationship. We learned early in the game that all of that beefing and being like really the first ones on record with the beef taking it around the country. That if we have real beef, we ain't gonna make no money. We learned that early. So on stage, yes, we got beef, but off stage, since we the only two New York cats over here and so and so, we look out for each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what's up. That's definitely what's up. You know, well, I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, for making this music and continuing to do what you're doing and for going in on these swaggots. You know what I mean?
I never heard it put that way. And I'm definitely going to have to reuse that. I'm going to have to reuse that little swaggot.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it in a sentence. Use it in a sentence.
Yeah.
I just hate you, little silly swaggot.
Yeah, well, hey,
look.
We got some more callers on the line. 602. How you doing? We got, who's on the line with us right now?
Who do you sing, buddy?
It's Wayne Paul!
Hey, you guys are on the line. We got Woodpile out of Arizona on the line right now with MC Shan from the East Coast, DJ Ready Red of the Ghetto Boys, and DJ Yella of NWA. This is crazy, man. How you guys doing?
We're good, man. Much
what
respect
up,
to everybody on the line. You know, it's 2013. It's not fuck, it's frock. And it's not sag, it's whatever you just made up, swag.
Swag
it. So now it's frack or swag it.
Hey, not as long as you guys are making music. You guys are keeping it as hardcore as possible. Hey, now that you got DJ Yella on the line, tell him what Jerry Heller said to you guys.
Jerry Heller, man, he showed us a whole lot of love. He called us the White NWA, so it's crazy to be on the line with you. Never met you before, but I have crazy respect for you as an artist. Besides that, there's really nothing else to say, because if you respect NWA, if anybody refers to you as them, man, you got to fucking love that. So much respect, man.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. And
thanks.
Please vote for them for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
NWA started repping the West Coast, man. You crazy? That's the niggas right there. The fuck? And I'm saying that shit. Yo, I got mad love for the motherfuckers all day long.
Yeah. What's that like? Now you, DJ Yella, what's it like hearing that from MC Shan?
I'm just honored. I mean, you know, honored. Especially from the East Coast, I'm honored.
Stop playing. What are you talking about? I'm from the damn for the West Coast. What do you mean? I'm honored. What are you talking about?
What do any of y'all mean? I'm from Arizona, and I'm nobody on the line. I'm honored. I should probably hang up and stop fucking listening.
Woodpile, you guys are pioneers, too, because you guys started a whole movement in the rap game, and you guys are very, very underrated, underappreciated, and I'm happy to be able to be one of the few that has been able to cover you guys, because you guys are definitely major talented cats, and I got nothing but respect for you guys. Real talk.
Hey,
yeah, thank you.
Woodpile, check it out. Woodpile, don't feel bad. You're not by yourself. I feel fucking underrated and unfucking appreciated sometimes too. So don't feel so bad. It's a club. It's a club. You just joined it. Don't worry about it.
Right on. Well, at least I'm getting in the club. I used to have to stand outside, so I appreciate being in. Thank y'all very much.
Listen. We're going to send you your membership card next week. Look for it in the mail.
Finish that X and put a pound in it. We'll do business.
Oh, man. Right. Hey, I'm not
putting
it
out. I got to check out of here. I got to check out
through the U.S. mail.
Yeah. Well, I got to leave, y'all.
Who is this, Yella?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for calling.
Oh,
I really
no
appreciate
problem.
You, man.
And
good luck with that Hall of Fame. Get Dre and get Cube to get that shit out there, because that's the only way it's going to get out there. They have the means and the money to promote that shit.
Before Yella, before you go, if you see Dr. Dre, you tell that man I've been all my whole career, my non-career, I've always wanted a track from him. Tell him some bullshit that he got sent to the side he don't want no more. He can send that shit to Shan. I'm a big motherfucking Dr. Dre fan of his motherfucking beats and shit like that. And I feel that if I had one of those from Dr. Dre, my bucket fucking list is done.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks again, Yella. I appreciate you, man.
Okay.
Cool.
Peace, Yella.
Yeah, vote. You know, right now, the link, I'll pass the link around. Basically, it's at rollingstone.com. Vote for NWA for the Hall of Fame. They need to be in that motherfucker. Woodpile, you guys are getting ready to drop an album. Let's talk a little bit about that album. When's it coming out? What's the title for the cats that don't know?
Blood, Sweat, and Beers, January 14th, 2014. It's our fourth record. It's by far our best record material that we have marinated on for a while. We're certainly ready to share with everyone. I know Yella just hung up, man, but I want to say something. They got to be in the Hall of Fame. In fact, I don't know how they have a Hall of Fame of rap without them in it. Maybe I'm just not caught up, but these dudes started gangster rap. Like, that's the style that's still moving everyone.
I have to interject there. I'm sorry. They started gangster rap for the West Coast. Cool G Rap was doing that before they did the gangster thing, and I just got to stick up for my crew. Love NWA, them are my peoples and the whole shit. But if you check the timeline, G Rap was doing that gangster shit first, all that prison shit, and they repped the West Coast. That's how we looked at it.
I take School
about
D,
IT, though?
I think School
D. I got
you.
You know what? MC Shan, I know you're right.
Way before that.
Apologize for leaving Cool G Rap out of the circle. I'm from Texas, so for me it was NWA and then Ghetto Boys.
So you got
well,
G Ready Red on the line.
They were definitely doing it.
And
I love all of them. Motherfucking big shout to Scarface. That's my motherfucking nigga, Bushwick Bill.
Bushwick.
Bushwick. We love Bushwick. When he comes to Arizona, he stays with me. He's crazy.
Right, of course. That's why I love that motherfucker.
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, all you guys have contributed so much to the game in your own way, in your own region, you know, and just keep doing what the fuck you're doing, man, because we need this real music right now. We're in a sea of bullshit, you know what I mean? And we have to sift through. I mean, when you go to the record store, the few record stores that are remaining, you got to sift through so much bullshit to find the real shit, you know, and I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I can to keep promoting with you guys. So let's keep this shit moving.
Thank you very much. At Woodpile, yeah. You know he got an old soul. He said we're coming out with our fourth record. Nowadays they would have said our next mixtape.
Yeah.
Yep. That's real shit.
Hey, we got another caller. Who's on the line right now?
Oh, you don't know, now, friend.
Who is this?
Hello?
Yeah.
Man, this is Joe Columinati, man.
This who?
Joe the Columinati, baby.
Oh, Soldier Columinati, man, out of New Orleans. How you doing?
I was getting ready to say he out of the N.O., and that accent, you could definitely not hide the fact that you from the N.O., boy.
You heard me?
Hey, this guy right here is a real motherfucker. I want to salute you, but he's the cousin of the late great Soldier Slim. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to Soldier Slim. You know, No Limit Records legend. But you, man, you've come into your own. You know what I'm saying? You sound just like him. You look like him, but you've also come into your own. And keep doing what you're doing because you are gonna get heard, man. Real shit.
You heard me? I feel that, man. I had to call in. I've been calling in for a long time. You heard me? I'm like, man, let me show my nigga Press some love. You heard me?
I appreciate you, man.
You heard of New Orleans. You heard me? You heard me? I love that.
You heard me? Hey.
What's that gumbo looking like down there?
Oh, man, I ain't having it in a long time. I ain't even lying. I'm waiting for Thanksgiving to tear down, nigga. You heard me? I want some mama gumbo.
Hey, well, between you and Woodpile, we got beer and gumbo, man. So we're all good.
No.
You can put some beer in the gumbo, man.
Then we can
like
drink
that
shit.
I'll bring the beer and the gumbo. I'm bringing the weed. Fuck it.
There you go.
Sounds good to me. How about them Saints? 5-1.
Look. You're down in the world. I lie. Look, Brad.
Yeah.
He said, how about those Saints?
You know. I gotta leave my nigga with something, you hear me? I gotta rap, give you a verse, do something, you hear me? You ready?
Yeah. Man, spit it.
All right. Look,
It take that one nigga to be that dumb nigga. You better run, nigga, cause here I come, nigga. See, I ain't never scared to die. That shit, that pussy, my trigger finger to the sky while the police looking. Oh, that's my cousin on the porch that you see with the Glock. You know me scared, baby, cause you just new to the block. And when you come to hit them shots, better duck, cause round the time is hot. And nigga, don't give a fuck, cause Illuminati committed Machiavelli gets back. I'm a motherfucking soldier, slug running all through my neck. Oh, let me stop. I call the clown on, hey, before I go, you know I got to act like a fool. You know I got a whole 504 down, but I'm going to give you a little serious one before I go. Look, I just put this on YouTube, so if y'all go on YouTube, y'all who listening, just go on the soda. It go like this. Well, I got to say something. Look, they think everything happened for a reason. So if he keep tripping, then I kill him, then I did it for a reason. Then what the fuck you see? But I don't complain, I'm still thanking God I'm breathing. When it's my time bill for the God lift me up. Stands until then, I better these demons would think. I had a vision in that vision when you want me to think. Niggas will hood it like Ray Bone, Marquis, Dream, Lay Bone. Freedom, I'm feeling you dead, but I'm free to do me, so I'm a freaking real in my way. I got covers like Malcolm X, I'm a leader like you. Renew my vision like Tupac, got it started my own move. Struggle, pain, survival. See, that's what make a soldier. Overcoming the thought problem to my battle rover. I told the rubber before I could do it on my own, but I love my committed to the day I die alone. Huh?
Hey, that's what's up.
Oh, Prez, you know. You know,
man, you came on here and spit. You came on here and spit for KLC, Beats by the Pound, Mr. Servon, a lot of No Limit people, man, and they were very honored because they worked with your cousin, you know what I'm saying, in the studio so much. They were very honored to hear you, you know what I'm saying, the similarities that you have with your cousin. So I thank you for being a part of the show, brother.
Right.
Oh, man, you know, it's on the ground.
Yeah, hello? Yeah, we lost our brother there. But, okay,
hey,
we got Woodpile. Woodpile.
Yeah, what's going on? Hey, we definitely wanted to call in, you know, and give you, you know, the shout-outs to your 100th episode, you know what I mean? Keep doing what you're doing.
Man, thank you guys.
Much love to everybody on the show tonight and each and every night that you do your thing. By the way, that was some fire that you were spitting, man. Much love from Arizona.
Definitely, man. And we're going to have you guys on when you drop the album, too. We're going to promote it.
Cool, man.
Y'all take care.
We'll see you there. We're in the studio. We'll holler at you.
We'll be back.
That's Woodpile right there.
All right. Y'all be peace. I'm
That's
to
what
get
it
up
is
out
right
here.
There.
Thank y'all for letting me call in. Happy 100. Happy 100 more.
Man,
you know
Shan, thank you, man. You've been a huge part of the show, too. Thanks again for contributing to the mixtape. And please, anytime you get ready to drop anything, get at me.
Definitely will.
And we got another show, too, on Saturday called KFYB. It's Fuck You Bitch Radio. And you would be perfect for that.
Fuck your bitch.
It could be
either or.
Okay. We
need him on
there
for
that show, man. So,
huh?
Salute to you. We got to have you on that show. I'll get at you, though.
Just give me a holler. All right, give me a holler. Just set it up. We'll be in there. All right?
Take care, bro.
Bye. Peace to the listeners. Remember, MC_Shed. MC_Shed at Twitter. We'll holler at you, man.
Follow him on Twitter. We still got Legendary Ready Red on the line. You know, we're going to have a few other people calling. Oh, there's Six. He's on his break. We got to let Six in, host of KFYB. How you doing, Six?
What's happening, man? You caught me on my break having some fucking dinner on the fucking street corner. What's happening with it, man? Congrats on the 100, you know, and many more to come after this shit.
Oh, man, thank you, man. Definitely, you know what I'm saying, wouldn't be possible without you in my corner and Mac and, you know what I'm saying, everybody in UGS that's moving with us.
Yo,
you know,
they wanted indie hits, man, with Micah's bitch ass, man.
Yeah.
Since many moons ago.
10 years ago, we started it. For those of you that don't know, we originally started this show in 2004, and it went to 2007. And this was before there was a blog talk, before there was online radio. We had to pre-record the show, upload it as a big-ass file. And this is when internet was slow, too. Upload it as a big-ass file. I might upload some of those old shows. I still got them saved, but you know, eventually we said fuck it. It wasn't doing what we were doing, and then we started up in 2012. And man, we've touched everything from
You know, shout out to the people at sickness.net, to NBC News. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How the hell does a little show like this touch NBC? You know what I'm saying? Or AOL News. You know, so we're not done yet. You know what I'm saying? We still got many hurdles, you know, to overcome. But, man, we've done so much, and we got to make people recognize that shit.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to. So, you know, we're going to keep doing what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? We got another caller. Man, we got callers popping in all night, man. If I read you the list, Six, we got DJ Ready Red. You know what I'm saying? I think he's still with us, man. He's been with us from the beginning. The Real Rick Ross, Spice One, Al Capone, Cocaine, DJ Yella, Turk of the Hot Boys, MC Shan, Woodpile, you know what I'm saying? People like Wicked Vendetta, Mac J, of course, with us, Mac Mizzle, Dez of Hellborn, First Fam Radio, you know what I'm saying? Chill Jizzly in the house. Yeah, I think he's right here. Chill, is this you? No, I don't think that's Chill.
Just not.
No. But you know, we still got a few minutes, you know what I'm saying? A couple people gonna be calling in. I'm gonna play you know what I'm saying, the latest Woodpile song, Pendulum, man. This shit goes hard.
Hey, but yo, Fred, I got a dip though, man, but I had to call in and wish you the happy 100, man, because you know I've been with y'all from the start. Looking forward to
the start
on this motherfucking shit. Yeah,
from
hey,
the start, Prez. Man. Yeah.
Hey, Six, what you eating for snack? You eating that pudding cup?
Oh, right now. I'm not having dinner right now. Right now, I got me a couple of chili, some crackers, and a Mexican Coke in a glass bottle.
Hey, you
Prez,
got Doritos
did he send you a
yeah,
picture
man.
Of that pudding
yeah,
cup?
Yeah, man, that pudding cup looks like I just want to say
what
it looks like.
That's a couple of cups.
That shit is gross.
Yeah, I'll put it to you this way.
Make
I want to
make
one
that
looks like
that
anytime soon.
But
hey, we need to feed
that.
We need to feed that to
baby here.
Right, we need to feed that to the rapper Rick Ross.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah,
some
the
of them pounds
Rick
off.
No,
well,
yeah,
well,
what you do is you
belly.
Take that, right? You take that thing and put it in your hand like you're feeding a baby deer. No,
shocker.
And he comes in and hook him right in his goddamn face. And I'm just fucking thinking about the fact, goddamn, idiot.
Hey, right. I'm the real
I'm
shit, man.
I'm fucking my fat idiot and I'm over here eating. That's a fucking shame.
Hey, yeah, you're going
to
make the real sick. But, hey, Six, on the real, man, thank you for sticking with me, brother, all these years. Like you said, since
well, yeah, yeah.
I appreciate
yeah, yeah.
you. We're gonna, we got a lot more to do. So take care of yourself, man.
Yeah. See you later.
That's the shocker right
yep.
there, everybody.
Yeah, that
you know
is
saying?
The
but we're,
shocker,
we're
going to
play this Woodpile song. Now, these guys, you know what I'm saying, they like I said, they're I'll put it to you this way. Just I'm gonna play the fucking music. You make judgment for yourself. Oh. Check the shit out.
I've been waiting for so long, watching time swing on the edge of our
back. With the biblical fury, and nothing's gonna stop me now, I'm not in no hurry.
I've been waiting for so long, watching time swing on the edge of our
back. With the biblical fury, and nothing's gonna stop me now, I'm not in no hurry.
I've been patiently waiting and been debated against. Well, I ain't waiting at that door no more, I'm hopping a fence. And I give a fuck if you don't like me, I ain't here to make friends. I know enough people in this biz who like to pretend. So am I pissed off? Fuck yeah, I should have been rich. 10 years being held back and still ain't got shit. Thank God for my grit and my will to persist. Cause otherwise I would've fucking just gave up and quit. I'm on a warpath now with venom in my veins. A lot of motherfuckers should be scared if I start dropping names. It's a shame. Trying to keep me out the game. Afraid I would take their whole fan base away. That's some yellow hearted pussy shit if I ever heard it. Afraid your fans would disown you and leave you deserted. Well, ha ha, look who's here. Doing what I do best, I can smell your fear.
I've been waiting for so long, watching time swing on the edge of our
back. With the biblical fury, and nothing's gonna stop me now, I'm not in no hurry.
I've been waiting for so long, watching time swing on the edge of our
back. With the
biblical fury, and nothing's gonna stop me. No, I'm not in no hurry. Have you ever been stuck in the sand and you did not understand why no one's lending a hand, and you're just standing there sinking and drowning and thinking, what the fuck are you waiting for? Come on, help me, I'm bleeding. I done put in my time, I paid my dues. No matter how hard you try, you'll never fill my shoes. I'm on another fucking level, disciple of the metal, the Viking and the rebel, the lightning in the kettle, the pit without a leash, the full moon and the beast, the wound from day one. Who said fuck the beast? I'm not here for your amusement, I'm here for a fucking movement. The cheers, I will keep me moving. The beat better keep me loose, and so be careful what you wish for. You just might get it, it's a twisted up game. Don't ever forget it, I'm at the point of no return. Ain't no going back, so I'ma ride this train out till it falls up the track.
I've been waiting for so long, watching time flee on the vigil.
I'm back with the biblical fury, and nothing's gonna stop me now, I'm not in no hurry.
I've been waiting for so long, watching time flee on the vigil.
I'm back with the biblical fury, and nothing's gonna stop me now, I'm not in no hurry.
Waiting so long, time's waiting, pendulum. Waiting so long, time's waiting, pendulum. I've been waiting for so long, watching time's waiting on the pendulum.
I'm back with the biblical fury, and nothing's gonna stop me now, I'm not in no hurry.
I've been waiting for so long, watching time's waiting on the pendulum.
I'm back with the biblical fury, and nothing's gonna stop me now, I'm not in no hurry.
Waiting so long, time swing.
Hey, that album is gonna be the shit. January 14th, 2014, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Get that shit. But now we're gonna call in another legend. This was the first guest that I had on the show, well, since we brought it back in 2012. Originally, that night, I didn't have no guests lined up. I didn't. I was just going to play music, and I saw K Reno online, and I hit him up. I'm like, hey, man, I want you to be on my show. Is there any way you can come through for me? And he said, yeah, when you need me. I said, about 5 minutes, and the dude just came through. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to K Reno, man. We're going to call him right now. You know what I'm saying? This dude, and he is one of the pioneers of Houston, too. This cat has been in it since the 80s. You know what I'm saying? One of the most lyrical in the game, period. You know, so we're going to get him on the line right now.
Peace.
Peace to you. How you doing, Kay?
Oh, man, I'm blessed indeed, man. Blessed indeed. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing real good, man. You just joined the list of who's who in hip-hop history in one night, man. And first off, I was just telling the listeners, you know what I'm saying, you were the first guest. You know what I'm saying? I notified you 5 minutes before the show went on, and you was like, bet, let's do it.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? And here we are 100 shows later. I want to thank you for being such a big part of this show, man, for real.
Oh, man, I want to congratulate you on 100 shows, man. I mean that people was listening from the beginning, then it caught on, and people continue to listen. So you got 100 more, plus 100 more coming, bro.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of Houston, we just had legendary Reddy Red on the show.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
the great Reddy Red, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
He was on the show. It was crazy. Him and DJ Yella of NWA was chopping it up.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Two of the biggest influences as far as, you know, on the DJ and the turntable goes.
Right.
Just amazing.
Right. Right. I mean, yeah, see, that's like that era of the 80s and the 90s, man. Right when the things were just really, really getting real. You know, and of course, those two brothers were the foundation to those groups as far as with the DJing and production here and there, man. So, yeah, that's definitely big.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying?
you just, I mean, man, your first album drop, Stories from the Black Book, 93, so congratulations. That's been a solid 20 right there. But
yeah.
you've been in the game 30 years, and you
yeah.
ain't stopping. You just dropped two albums, man. What gives you, I mean, not only the longevity, but the consistency?
Man, it's just an inner determination to just never let people down, you know. I tell this story all the time how, you know, just back in the days, truthfully, most rappers would only give you maybe two or three really strong albums, and you would start to see that decline. And I always hated that, you know, when some of my favorite rappers would kind of go through that decline. So I tried to make a vow to myself that I would never do that. I would remain consistent. You could always argue about which project is better, was this one better than the last one, or was the last one better than this one. But you'll never be able to argue with, like you say, the consistency and making sure you put out a good quality project just chock full of lyrics and topics and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. And you, I mean, your lyrics are very, very complex. It's not like, you know what I'm saying, these rappers now, it's just on some preschool shit. You're on, like, some trigonometry shit, man. How do you keep coming up with this?
Hey, man, you have to be self-motivated, man. And I think that a lot of rappers, they're motivated, but a lot of them aren't able to have that drive within themselves without being pushed by some outside force or some outside or other artist. I mean, I always say, man, you can put me on an island by myself, man, and my level won't drop. So I just pride myself on competing with myself and competing with the field as well. You know, it's nothing personal against any of the artists that's doing their thing, but, you know, I have a competitive seed in me that makes me want to always be on par with whoever's considered to be the best.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and what makes me upset is you got videos out there, you know what I'm saying, got millions of hits, hundreds of thousands of hits, and, you know what I'm saying, you're still a very underrated, underappreciated artist. And it disgusts me because you should be at the top of the upper echelon of MCs. You know what I'm saying? Why do you think you're being slept on? Is it because of the content you choose to speak about?
I mean, that's part of it. You know, of course, with the type of things that I address in my songs, it's only going to be allowed to travel so far of a distance and reach so many people because the mainstream masses of the people, they don't want the forces that control this thing don't want them to hear what people like myself, Immortal Technique, and other great artists that they speak about. So, I mean, and part of it, you know, part of it is there's a lot to do. You know, I have to put a lot of onus on myself as well because, I mean, you know, you got to push your product, man. You know, and we do a lot as much as we can to really get the word out, and we have a network of people who work with us in order to do that. But you can never do enough. So I try, as hard as I work, I try to still, you know, keep the thought in mind that I got to work harder to make sure that I get my own name out there as much as I can and not depend on, you know, anybody else to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Now, how many albums is it? I mean, we know SPC combined, you're well over 100. And you're in the hundreds, but how many K-Reno albums are there? Estimation
around close to 30, right at 30. You know, if you include a lot of the group albums, few group albums I've done, right around 30, man. Probably the solos, you're looking at 23, 24, just pure solo albums at least. And I was counting the other day, I think I've dropped like 8 or 9 in the last 4 or 5 years. So, you know, just trying to keep a consistent release rate going and at the same time, no drop off in the quality of the music, man. And, you know, I was able to drop three this year, and you know, been real pleased with the responses that that I've been getting from those three. So it's a blessing, man.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. You know, the three that you dropped. What are the three that you dropped so people can go out and get them? And where can they get them?
Yeah, the first one came out in March of this year. It was called The Maven, and I just released the other two. I dropped those on the same day. One is called Therapeutic, and the other one is called Plantation Rebellion. And you can get them from my website, which is southparkcoalition.us. And or you can always get them on iTunes as well as all my back catalog and pretty much every song I ever created. You can go on iTunes and pick them up like that as well. So, I mean, it's just a constant effort, man, a nonstop grind, and to try to continue to give people what they want.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Well, I'll tell you what, Kay, I appreciate you, man. We got a little bit of time left. I'm going to get on to some music, take some other callers. Thank you again for not only for being a part of this show, but for also contributing to the mixtape, too. I appreciate you, brother.
No, man, I appreciate you because, you know, you held strong in the cause and never sold out from day one, from way back in the Murder Dog days, man, and now you riding on these cats super hard, man, all this punk rap and all these agents.
And
different cats out here, man, and the forces that empower that type of nonsense, man. You've been a soldier, relentlessly mobbing on these cats from the beginning, man. So I'm proud to stand with you, proud to be on the show, and you got me anytime, big brother.
And that's what it is, man. UGS SPC for life, man. Take care of yourself, brother.
Already. All right. Appreciate you, my brother. Peace.
Peace. Man, that dude right there, legendary status. But you know what I'm saying? We're gonna get off into a song we played on this show several times. You know what I'm saying? Because we just went in on some swaggots. I'm gonna let the brother who made this song introduce it real quick. You know what it is. You got to interview.
Yo, what up?
This
is Wicked Vendetta. You're listening to the Murder Master Music Show, 100th episode. This is Major Label Haters.
There we go.
It's your man, Thirsty House Shoes. Mr. Fucking House Shoes to you, bitches. This is for all the motherfucking corporate CEOs. Fortune 500 ass motherfucking CEOs you never see that's making money off this hip-hop shit. You know who the fuck you are, motherfuckers. So I offer you another nut martini with some period blood for your bitch. Fuck the major labels and the A&Rs. I'm independent, bitch, and I was born a star. Sure who I am, do you know who you are? Motherfuckers should be locked behind bars, stealing every dime through industry history. Fuck your chance advancing, deal 360. What the business is missing is me. I'm independent and that's the shit to me. The major label hater, that's who I be. Fuck MTV and BET. Them dirty dick suckers playing for the same team. I send nuts to your sluts cause you ain't pimping me. You won't get one cent of my cream. I'm online and DVD, TV screens. Wanna use them C's and make us walk the line. I'm independent and that's what I define, bitches. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck them in the ass, see you bitches later. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck y'all, we greater. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck them in the ass, see you bitches later. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck y'all, we greater. Fuck Oprah and Cosby. Y'all eat shit cause y'all shit is sloppy. I'm like Rocky, you can't stop me. I'm too cocky, so how could it not be? I keep a 9-to-5 to legally survive. The fake Jews and broads are all lies. Rappers stand up, where the fuck is your pride? And the phone only rings cause you've yet to sign. Unknown today, but tomorrow you're hot. And by the end of the week, your whole career's forgotten.
They telling you you was gonna blow up the spot, but they forgot to tell you that you'd owe them a lot. See the advance you got in the video shop, the magazines for teens, and the radio spots. Had you thinking that you would blow up for sure, but you gotta pay them for the promo tour. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck them in the ass, see you bitches later. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck y'all, we greater. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck them in the ass, see you bitches later. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck y'all, we greater.
Not major indie, so don't offend me, but all dressed up like assembly, with a big fan like the Kennedys. And when I'm done, you'll remember me. Hustle hard by any means. Hate the machine like my nigga Beans. Go against the giant, so defiant. Since the shorty, been self-reliant.
Harder working motherfuckers in the game, you can't find.
You getting scraped up to get your cake up. But it's too easy, y'all better wake up. Indy 500 in the fast lane. Y'all walking brother niggas run the board game. I burn your house, you try to burn me. That's why those deals don't concern me. Getting money on my journey. You can't judge me, no attorney.
Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck them in the ass, see you bitches later. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck y'all, we greater. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck them in the ass, see you bitches later. Fuck a major label, I'm a major label hater. Fuck y'all, we greater. Like I told you motherfuckers, this is for all the motherfuckers in the suites that don't touch the fucking streets, but using all these motherfucking artists to fucking eat. They pimping these motherfucking kids, man. And this shit is ridiculous. IMF is in the building. We don't have that shit over here. And you motherfucking rappers better smarten the fuck up too. Learn the business.
Homie Wicked Vendetta. But yeah, we missed JT Money tonight, but man, we had a hell of a lineup. But we're gonna close it out, man, the way it should be closed out with my motherfucking brother, the one, the only, Bad Black 315. What's up, CO?
What's good with it, Demo? It's the bad one in this bitch.
How you doing,
what's
brother?
I'm all good and peaceful, man. Happy May 100th show, man. We had to do it. Demolition UGS for life, man.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely, man. It's you're moving real well. You know what I'm saying? We had a lot of people call in, everybody from, you know what I'm saying, the real Rick Ross to DJ Yella and Cocaine. We had Cocaine, DJ Yella, DJ Ready Red, Spice One, and a few other people on the line at the same time just chopping it up. So
real shit,
you know,
man.
Demolition Underground Society does it, man. We make history, man. That's what we do. So, but,
all day, man, yeah. I tried to call Dr. Kafar, man, but he's in Prague. I don't know what the fuck he's doing over there, but whatever he's doing, I feel sorry for the bitch he's about to eat up.
Man, he's killing my ancestors. See, my people are from Czechoslovakia and stuff in Prague, and he's killing all my ancestors over there. So we gotta get him the fuck out of there. You know?
Yeah,
but,
I know, right? Yeah, he's gonna be in the studio, man, this weekend. He's gonna drop two more songs and Halloween, man. It's October 31st, man.
October 31st, one of the craziest fucking albums to ever come out. I'm just going to say this, folks. I've heard the fucking material, and on a horrorcore level, man, props to Nip, props to fucking, you know, Ishan, props to everybody that's done this brutal horror rap before, but, man, you're taking it to a whole, well, Kafar. Kafar's taking it to a whole nother level.
Oh, yeah,
you know what,
man,
I'm saying?
Brutal, man.
Yeah, shout out to Skinny Man for the production too.
Skinny Man did like 90% of the album, man. So you know we have season, man. Look for it. October 31st, man. Next Thursday, man, is on.
Yeah. And the best part about it is, you know what I'm saying, you're giving it away for free.
Oh yeah, for free, man. Free download. It's gonna definitely, man, make an impact. It's controversial out this motherfucking world. But like I said, prayers, you know, I know it's time to close out, man. I just want to say, you know what I'm saying, congratulations, man, you know, are in order, man, you know, for the UGS family, Demolition family. Shout out to everybody, man, that called in, man, all the demos, you know what I'm saying? So,
oh, yeah,
man, let's get it, man.
Man, thank you, my brother. I appreciate you, as always,
all day, man.
It's October 31st. Let's get them, Dr. Kafar.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? That's Bad Black right there. We got another caller. 347. Who's this?
It's still wicked, brother. I'm hitting you from both sides. Just want to get once again, salute you. Like Seal says, salute all you guys, man, all the family in UGS on all seven continents, every single state. Let's keep it moving.
Definitely. We got Mac J up in here.
So,
Mac J.
What's good with
it,
man?
What's good with
it,
man?
I'm about to say shout out to Bad Black. You already know I'm riding with him, dog. I can't wait to hear this shit, man, because last but not motherfucking least, you put Black on, man. I knew that nigga was going to call in sometime tonight.
Hell yeah, I got to call in, man, all day, man. Much love to everybody listening, man. Supporting the prayers, yeah, my brother Mac. You know what I'm saying? Wickers and Devil, we got some big things coming for 2014. Y'all be looking out for that, man. We taking over this motherfucking game, man.
Definitely. That's what it is. Yo, just, shit, 6-7 days away, we got that fucking, a week from today, we got that Dr. Kafar. You know what I'm saying? The artwork. He's going to hook the shit up. We're going to be pushing that real soon. We got some big shit planned for 2014 as well. Shit ain't going to stop, so keep supporting us. Keep fucking with us. UGSforlife.com as always. And, you know what I'm saying, just you know, keep doing what you're doing, guys. Salute to you, Black. Right. I appreciate you, my brother.
All definitely. Love.
All right, we out this bitch, man. We're going to play some music, you know what I'm saying, and this motherfucker right. I think we're going to do him from the Shy, you know what I'm saying, Bad Black. You know what I'm saying right here? Black 315, I'm from the Shy. Here we go.
I'm from This is your little bro, Matthew from Australia. I just want to send a shout out to Theo's Bad Black, my big bro. I love you, big bro, and you're always keeping it real and doing your thing. No matter what, I'm with you till the day I die. Your music touches me, always.
God knows I miss my little brother Matt. I wish that I could bring him back, just to see the smile on his face. But I know he's in a better place. God knows I miss my little brother Matt. I wish that I could bring him back, just to see the smile on his face. But I know he's in a better place. Man, I miss my little bro, man. Why he had to go, man? They say the good die young. The last time I cried is when I lost my son. Even though I never met you, your death still affected me. You always had my back if somebody disrespected me. You like my little brother, I will cherish your memories. And to the Molders, I offer my sympathy. Matt showed us love, it's like his heart beat for us. And when he gets to heaven, I hope he speak for us. Rest in peace to Matthew Molder. You will always be a UGS soldier. God knows I miss my little brother Matt. I wish that I could bring him back, just to see the smile on his face. But I know he's in a better place. God knows I miss my little brother Matt. I wish that I could bring him back, just to see the smile on his face. But I know he's in a better place. Dear Matthew, I spit it from the heart, bruh. When prayers told me your past, I took it hard, bruh. It was like we just spoke the other day. I wish you could've lived to see another day. You repped us and now it's time to rep you. You kept us, I wish we could've kept you. My grandma told me, don't ever question God. But I can't lie, this pain is heavy on my heart. I'm stressing, begging God for a blessing. Please don't let my depression turn into aggression. Before I stop, there's one more thing. Queensland lost a prince, but heaven gained a king. I love you. God knows I miss my little brother Matt. I wish that I could bring him back, just to see the smile on his face. But I know he's in a better place. God knows I miss my little brother Matt. I wish that I could bring him back, just to see the smile on his face. But I know he's in a better place.
Little bro, it's hard to believe you're gone, man. Words can't even describe how much you meant to so many of us. You touched every single one of us, gave us inspiration and motivation. But that's not going to stop, because we're going to take you everywhere we go, little bro. No matter where we go in demolition, underground society, you're going to be right there with us. Through the good and through the bad, just like you were here in life. Your spirit's going to live through us. I'll never forget you, Matthew. Man, I love you, bro. I'll see you when I get there. UGS for life.
Rest in peace to our little brother Matthew, man. He was our biggest supporter. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Molnar family. Never forget you, bruh. But, you know what I'm saying? He's still here with us. But before we go, I think we got another caller. Let's see who we can add to the legends list. Caller, who is this?
What's up?
How you doing? Who is this?
What's up with it's Killer Tay. What's happening?
Killer Tay Capone, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good.
Man,
doing
thank
good.
You for calling in, man. We had so many legends call in tonight. It's just been crazy, man. Thank you for joining that list right there. I appreciate that, man.
Of course. I told you I support the movement, man, all day.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. I know you and Bo have been getting in the lab doing some work, man. What are you guys working on right now?
I'm up in Seattle right now. We're working on we got a little AWOL reunion album. We're getting mixed and just putting together the finishing pieces and then the moment of truth too.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely, man. That's what's up.
Sure.
And you got solo coming out too, don't you?
Yeah, I dropped a solo earlier this summer. It's called The One and Only, and I also just dropped a album with West Coast Stone called Salute the West One. It's on iTunes right now.
That's what's up, man. Definitely. Definitely. Yeah, now, you've been in this game for a long time, man, and yet you put out a lot of product over the years. What are your thoughts on the game in the current state that it's in right now, man? Is there any way we can get back to what it was back in the heyday of the 90s?
Well, you know, I think it has to do with the fan base and, you know, the popularity of the music now. You know, you got a lot of artists that were fans before, you know what I mean? So it's a little different and got to just step up your networking gear. You know, you got to have your promo together. So that's basically what I focus on. I don't know about us having the glory days, but I know the music is still respected. So I appreciate my fans that appreciate me.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you built that fan base over the years. So you definitely, you know what I'm saying, have a core audience, a core following. So, you know,
man,
salute to you for being
relevant. You're working
like
a slave, man. Yeah, we still out here working like slaves sometimes, man. We get it in, you know.
Yeah. Well, you definitely, you know what I'm saying, you've earned your status in the game. And, I mean, like I said, you put in the work, so salute to you. Keep doing what you're doing. Is there anything, any other collabos? I know you do a lot of collaboration projects. Any other thing we can look forward to?
Yeah, I've been working on a few little personal projects, basically a couple compilations. So I said last time I talked with you, I told you I had a Gorillafornia compilation coming out, and then I got one called Golden State Warriors. So those are my next two projects. Also the album with SIBO, that's big to me. You know, we'll be done by the end of this year definitely, and figure out when we're going to release it.
Yeah. That's what this one's talking about, man. It's crazy. And I know you know you got to be a rap fan too as well. We had earlier on the line, we had Cocaine, Spice One, the real Rick Ross, DJ Yella, DJ Ready Red, of course, Al Capone, all talking at the same time. The shit was crazy, man. No one's doing that shit, man. And I'm glad that you're able to be a part of that too, because we got to show these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, that there's a whole other world of the rap game that was here before what's going on right now. You know what I mean?
That's why we're going to support you, man. You know what I mean? We're going to support what you're doing, because artists like us, you know, a lot of us are pioneers. A couple of those that you mentioned are good friends of mine. So, you know, we appreciate who appreciates us, seriously. You know, it's as simple as that, man. You know, and the youngsters, you know, if it doesn't, you know, make it over to the younger crowd, we still got a good fan base that grew up on our music that's same age as us. So, you know, I ask the people to go support our music, because I support artists. I support new artists. So make sure you support the OGs too, you know.
Yeah, definitely. You got to support the OGs, you know what I'm saying? And I support the new artists that are not confused about what gender they are, you know.
Exactly. Like you said, no fag swag. We don't rock with the fag swag, man. You know what I mean?
Waggage. We
rock with the real movement, man. If it's real, real recognized real, that ain't going to change. So, you know, I rock with like that, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about right now, man. You know, but, man, salute to you. And just keep doing what you're doing. And I appreciate you calling in. You know what I'm saying? You're definitely a pioneer and a legend yourself. So just keep doing what you're doing, man.
Yes, sir. I told you, anytime you need my support, man, just let me know and I'll participate. That's how I'm rocking. West Coast Mafia.
And, yeah, and before you go, anybody want to get a verse? Anybody want to holler at you? What's the best way to do it?
I can be reached at... I have my website, which is www.killertakeapone.com. You can personally contact me or send me a message, or Take Capone on Facebook. Killer_K on Twitter. You know, just reach out to me. I'm down to earth. You know, I holler.
Yeah, hell yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about, man. All right, get at Killer Tay, man. If you want a hot 16, man, get at him right now. You know,
man, still gas, brother. Still gas. Yes, sir, man.
You gotta stay mobby.
Yeah, all day, man. I am mobby, man. That's my imprint.
Take care, brother.
All right, you too.
Killer Tay in there. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going, man. We're about to run out of time, but we're gonna keep it going because you know what? Some of the legends are still here. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna still keep calling in, so just stay on the line. And you know what I'm saying? The show might cut off, but if you call in 714-409-0548, it's gonna continue to record. So you with the
gangster,
you with
the man? Dance for the bread. I'm a gangster.
Oh.
No information for the bread.
Okay,
I'm a gangster.
Yeah, can you hear me, Brad?
Yeah, I can barely, man, barely.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yeah, okay, there you go. I thought you had that can and the string thing going on.
Yeah, you know, man, you already know how T-Mobile, they be playing me and shit. But I keep paying them. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Yeah, what the hell?
Well,
yeah. You pay them. Well, nowadays, you know, back in the day, remember you could buy a TV that would last 30 fucking years. You know, your refrigerator. You know, you go over to your grandparents' house and they still had the refrigerator that they bought 45 years ago in the 30s.
Right, I'm about to say the motherfucker's still there, plugged in. Ain't nobody lived in my grandparents' house in like 3-4 years, and I bet it's still ice in the freezer right now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, the washing machine lasted, you know what I'm saying, 30 fucking years. Nowadays, you buy a TV, if you got it for 3 years, you're lucky. You know, same thing with a computer. You got a fucking computer for more than 3 years, you're lucky. You know, so, you know what I'm saying, we're going to have another legend call in, you know what I'm saying, if anybody's still listening, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people, the only way really to listen right now is if you call in because technically we're off the air, but we're still recording.
Right.
So we got another legend coming in real fucking soon. You got to stay on the line. I ain't going to tell you who he is. I'm just, you know how I am. I like to fucking.
Yeah, I like that though, Prez. And what's cool about episode 100 is it's always the same format. Real motherfuckers talking about real shit. Each and every time, Prez. That's what set the show apart from a lot of these motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, they can't, you know what I'm saying? They, they can't stop us.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
They showing the fuck can't. We hitting them from all avenues, too.
Yeah, yeah, we hitting them from everywhere. They ain't going to be able to fuck with what we're doing. I want to thank everybody who called in, of course. But also, I want to thank all the people that didn't call in. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, some of y'all, let's just put it to you this way. Some of y'all maybe had other things to do, family things, and I understand it. But I'm talking about the ones, you know what I'm saying, that had weeks and weeks and weeks notice. You know what I'm saying? You know, fuck it. We had legends come through here, man. I'm looking at
right.
a dozen fucking names. You know what I'm saying?
Then nobody be thinking to put all together at one time, too, Prez. That's the whole thing, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Like with Free Ray Rick. He just did an interview with VH1. You get real motherfuckers that come on, man. Not just on no Hollywood shit. Okay, Prez said he's gonna give me this or he's gonna write this. No, you just hit motherfuckers up and they respect you enough. So that's a salute to you. And out of 100 episodes, man, I think I latched on like number 2 or number 3, man. And I ain't tried to let that shit go since then, man. So I want to give you a salute like everybody else did, too.
I appreciate that, man. And I appreciate you calling in when you did because, you know what I'm saying, out of you just calling into the show, you know what I'm saying, gained a real brother, you know. And definitely
no doubt.
Appreciate you, man. You've been down with us since day one. You know what I'm saying, repping this shit, having people call in, like the young lovely lady you called in earlier, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
they like this shit, man, you know what I'm saying. They might not get to check us out a lot of times when we live because, like you said, people got other things to do, but they always try to download or they listen. And some people don't like the shit, but I'd say at least 95% of the people I didn't turn on the UGS love this shit. Every now and then you get one motherfucker, it just ain't for them. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't
like
never been no hating on that shit.
On the Murder Master Music Show page, I want to say this right now real quick to this motherfucker. I don't know his name. I'm not even going to give him no fame. You know what I'm saying? But there's a swagget that call that dropped a message on the Murder Master Music Show. You know what I'm saying? Talking about the Woodpile Show, Tech N9ne and whatnot. Man, eat a dick. You know what I'm saying? Eat a fucking dick. Matter of fact, I'm gonna upload something real quick just for this faggot and play it for him. Because these motherfuckers make me sick that they would even think.
Because they don't even know, man. They don't even be listening for real. They just, you know, a lot of these Strange fans, they just instantly think we just hating on Strange. It ain't got nothing to do with Strange. It's the way certain motherfuckers enacted. If you listen to the fucking shows, you hear what it
personal.
Is. So quit thinking that motherfuckers hating. We don't fucking hate them.
It's personal.
We just hate what the fuck motherfuckers have done and be trying to do. That's
here's
all it
my,
is.
Here's my situation with them. And, you know, Woodpile, they're the same way. They've spoke on it. Several other people have spoke on it. Be about your fucking word. That's all I got to say is be about your word. And some of them dudes, I don't even want to say tech because I hardly ever get to talk to dude or ever talk to dude. I can't really knock them. It's people upper, you know what I'm saying, people that's higher
string
up, whatever,
pullers.
That's string pullers, you know what I'm saying, that they're not about their word. I'm sure tech has a lot to do with it too, but be about your fucking word. We ain't hating on tech. You motherfuckers don't know what went down between us and them. You don't know what went down between Woodpile and them. You don't know what went down between some of the guests that we've had on the show and them. You just automatically stick up for them because you're dick riders. You're famous.
Right.
Like Max says, we ain't hating. This shit is real.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
No
this shit is real as fuck. You know what I'm saying? You people have no idea what's going on, but I'm waiting for this shit to process. You know what I'm saying? Lovely blog talk. It's been good all night, except for right fucking now. There
that's,
we go.
That's Shannon.
Yeah, Shannon, sweaty tits, McGillicuddy, whatever the fuck her name is. But here we go. Here's a little snippet of what's going on right now.
Said that, and I said, no, I wasn't threatening, but now I am. So let me make myself clear, Travis. Next time I see you, you will do one of two things. You either shake my hand and apologize for what you have said, or you will fight me and get your fat ass beat. And then 3 months later came Paramount Studio, and they were shooting a music video. And RBC called Woodpile because they don't know we're beefing with Strange, and they manage both of us, so they're thinking, hey, why don't you guys show up and be in the video with your friend? And we said, okay. and then we show up. So it's the three of us from Woodpile.
Just the three of us, as usual.
And there's two more. There was Wise, our A&R, and then there was also Cheapo, the label owner. Now, on the way there, I told Tipo, when we show up, this dude's shaking my hand, apologizing, I'm beating his ass. And Tipo's like, you guys are crazy. I can't wait to see this. So we walk in the place like we own it, just right through the fucking front door.
There's beers there. We start drinking.
Everybody's there, bro. Be Real is there. Not the rest of Cypher Hill, but Booyah Tribe.
Big motherfuckers.
West Coast Cam. Big shots out to West Coast Cam, another real motherfucker.
What up?
Basically, a lot of people were there that got names. They was all going to be in the video. Directors are there. I don't know if y'all been on Paramount before, but, you know, there's six people for every one camera, so the place was packed. You feel me?
Yeah.
And nobody was Woodpile's people. They were all there on his payroll, Tech N9ne, Strange Music, Travis. So I walk right into the place. And it's like the needle skips. Everyone gets quiet.
I
go, what up? It's Woodpile. Where's Tech? And in a little bit, he comes out from another room. But Chris Calico was there. He's always nice and friendly. Shook our hand, said hi. Cut Calhoun, you know.
Like he saw a fucking ghost.
Yeah. They definitely looked scared. Cut came up and said, what up and whatever. And then I said, where's Travis? And they said, oh, Travis is in that room. I said, Travis,
we're going to go over there.
I said, Travis, come out and meet Woodpile. walked up to the room. Travis walked out and rocked right up to him in front of everyone from Strange Music, all those rappers and all those people who work for Paramount. And I said, how you doing? My name is Diesel. I told you next time I saw you, we was fighting or you were shaking my hand and apologizing. What do you want to do, Travis? And you know what he did? He stuck out his fucking hand and said, I'm so sorry. I don't even remember what we were fighting about. Bitch.
That's just a bitch. That's just a snippet.
What a bitch.
Yeah.
I don't even know what we were fighting about. Yeah, you know, you in some deep shit, you fat.
And what's crazy
these motherfuckers
is, you know,
are stupid, man.
Is in a situation where it's three dudes surrounded by a whole crew. That's how it was with me. You know what I'm saying? Bad Black, House of Blues. Just a few of us surrounded by a whole crew. You know, we didn't come in on no bullshit. Just want to know what the fuck's going on. But it is what it is, man. These dudes have totally went lamestream, whatever you want to call it. So, you know what I'm saying? We're waiting on someone else to call in. You know what I'm saying? We should have them call in pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? Just stay on the line if you can. I'm going to drop a song real quick.
I ain't going nowhere for you.
That's what it is, man. Shit. We'll play some fucking SIBO, man. How about some SIBO?
Yeah.
Go SIBO. Wish we could have had SIBO on the line, man. Shout out to Big Eye.
I wish SIBO could have called in when Cocaine was on, because that one song you played with, that shit hard, right? You still got that shit too, Fred?
Yeah, I'm looking for it right now. I want to play
that shit hard
right
as
now.
Fuck. All right, that shit go in.
If I could find it.
I forgot what the name of it was, but that motherfucker was tight.
Oh, yeah, warning shots. Here it is right here. Check this out, man. Hopefully our last guest will be calling in. Here it is, SIBO Warning Shots featuring Cocaine.
These niggas thought it was over. My father in the building, hold me down, nigga. Now when the trigger off safety, ain't no talking. Watch that you approach, the dog might start barking. And he locked like a pit with the beam on the tip. Hardest nigga you know, make him seem like a bitch. Play hard, get laid hard, flat and stiff. I won't blink, won't budge when the gas spit. Jump off in the Chevy, make it bounce like a mattress. Clips extended with killer bees that attack quick. Lock like a level 4 prison, no warning shot. Full of tattooed tears cause they mourning a lot. The Teflon's on, it's a war in the city. Little niggas killing that just rose from a titty. Got money on my mind, drum on the bottom. You see me, it's too late, the nigga done, I got him. Finger on the trigger, hollow points in his core. Body on the stretcher, give rap for the morgue. Come on, come on.
I am on the phone. Ain't no bitch, ain't no time.
Black gorilla, dope fiend. gangs and drug dealers and Macs and killers. I was taught to roll slow, pull shotties on them bastards. Then go and kick over the body in the casket. Fuck the world, dig down to my balls. Never thought twice to get down in the brawl. I'm a Southside loke, known for arms and hammers. Or in the kitchen with some coke and some arm and hammer. And these niggas swearing they real, claiming they OG. Never caught a body, never ran from the police. Now what type of nigga is that? A bitch nigga. As soon as he get caught with some crack, snitch nigga. And I can never be one of those. And I got pop, went to the pen and bounced right back on my toes. Bag of bricks and a fresh 100 pack of them bowls. Now I'm rich, bitch, lick nut sacks, nut toes.
You know what I am all about. Ain't no more, bitch, ain't no time.
Yeah, that's a hell of a song right there. Our last guest, you with us, Mac?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, our last guest said he couldn't call in, but, you know what I'm saying, because technically the show is recording, so technically no one could hear it, nobody could call in, but there's ways around it. So we're going to three-way this shit. Hold on, folks. We'll be right back.
What up?
How you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Man, real good, man.
Good.
Who is that, Pat?
Yeah.
Yeah, the legendary Pat. What's up with it, Pat?
Man, what's going on with you, homie?
Man, you know,
man,
man, thank you for adding yourself to this guest list, man. It's been crazy, Pat. You know what I'm saying? People just chopping it up. But you've been a huge part of the show. And I just want to thank you, man, because for the first, I think I got you on show number 28. For the first 28 shows, I was always saying, man, we got to get Pat. And then we finally found you, man, and you've been a huge part of it ever since. And can't thank you enough, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you having me, man. It's just a blessing to have someone like yourself that still cares enough for underground music, man, and you know, do what you can to keep it living, man. That's a blessing right there, you know.
Oh yeah, man. We definitely gotta keep it going, man, because you know, when we were younger and we bought them CDs, you know what I'm saying, some of us actually, man, said, you know what, man, I'm gonna fuck with this shit forever.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna adapt. You know what I'm saying? And I couldn't write for magazines because I was told I had to cover certain artists that I didn't want to cover.
Yeah.
So I said, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? If I can't interview a Gangsta Pat or a Sebo or a K Reno or fucking JT Money, I don't want to do it.
Wow.
You know?
Don't worry, man. You just called my name out with a bunch of legends, man. I'm just honored to be in that same lineup. You know what I'm saying? I'm fans of all them dudes, man. No doubt.
Yeah, you know, you're definitely
you know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it.
You've been putting out music, man. I mean, really, you put like the song says, you put your city on. You put Memphis on the map.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
And see, then present a whole other thing about Pat though. He put the Black Haven Cats on the map from Memphis because it was, you know. Everybody had their representatives, you know what I'm saying? Pat was one of them guys for us that was in the Haven, you know what I'm saying? Even still to this day, if they talking rap, they going to bring up Pat. Well, you ain't going to hear nobody from Black Haven not say nothing about Gangsta Pat, dog.
Oh, dig that, man. Oh, yeah, Black Haven, that's the hood, man. I got love for them dudes, man, no doubt.
You just dropped the EP, man. That was five classic tracks, you know what I'm saying? What about an album?
It's in the works, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to put this EP out just to see how people would respond to it because I've been away so long. But actually, I've been getting good response. They playing Twerk It on the radio now as a single here in Memphis.
Oh, hell
so
yeah.
It's, yeah, yeah. So it's growing. It's slowly but surely, man. It's growing, man. So, yeah, the album in the works, man. I'm working it out, man. It's coming for sure.
Man, congratulations on that, man. Definitely. And, yeah. Yo, I also want to thank you for jumping on this mixtape, too, with a bunch of legends, man. And, you know, let's hope we can get some good looks on it and get all of us, you know what I'm saying, some attention.
No doubt, man. That's what it's all about, man. You know I'm riding with you for life, homie. You know what I'm saying? No doubt.
That's what's up, man. For real.
UGS for life, bro.
That's definitely what it is, man. Much appreciation. We're gonna end the show with the Master Glock, straight off of the EP Live from Black Haven. Cats want to get it. It's on iTunes, I imagine. What about if they want a verse or they want some Gangster Pat production, man? What's the best way to get at you, Pat?
Man, they can get at me at my email address. That's gangsterpat.1991@gmail.com.
Get at them. You know what I'm saying? You cats in Memphis, you know what I'm saying, or anywhere in the South or anywhere in the game period, you know what I'm saying, you need to be reaching back to these legends, man. Get the production, get the features, book them for shows. You know what I'm saying? Let's bring this real shit back because it ain't gone nowhere. It's just some dumb motherfuckers don't see it. You're blind.
Yeah.
Take off the blinders. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Thanks a lot, Pat. Thank you, my brother.
Hey, I appreciate you, man, and thank UGS, man, for sure.
Most definitely, man.
Peace out.
No doubt, Pat.
More murder, that's what I'm screaming. When I catch you slipping, politely just pop a clipping and cock it and start to ripping. I rock for a living. You see, this Glock is my resume. I never leave home without it. I told you this every day. A killer in every way. Disobey, I'll be forced to shoot. So don't play no games. You know I came just for the loot. So take me straight to the keys. I'ma take everything off your ass. He knew he was a dead man. When he see me take off my mask, I bust that bitch in his dome. Then I ramshacked his home. Got him for all he had. Then I got my ass on. Looking for another lick, I be quick to kick in your dope. Put that Glock in your face while I force you down to the floor. The element of surprise, I love that look in they eyes. When them chicks realize the Antichrist has arrived, it's about to get crucial, this is the usual shit for me. On to another victim, it's just one more lick for me. Trunk, cause we still on that mouth shit. My Glock in my front pants, my mask in my back pocket. My mind fucked up right now cause I'm focused on making profit. You got it, I'm coming for it. I'ma get your ass in the end. I'ma fuck you up on the spot like we cowboys and Indians. I'm straight out the Haven, that's where your shit will get confiscated. Robber of the Year award, I'm out, you get nominated. My nine is so wicked, I believe it be taking over me. When I'm in the midst of robbing, something takes control of me. I try not to murder, but I can't help it, it's like a curse. When I pull that hammer back, it treats like it's never worse. It started a 211, but turned into a 187. That trick wouldn't cooperate. I had to send that bitch to heaven. My nine is my best friend. My mask is my alter ego. Preachers ain't safe around me. Now off to the altar we go. My Glock is my meal ticket.
Once I scope out my victim, I'm about to get real wicked. Get up for all of his shit, I'ma leave him a bullet hole off in his brain. So many blood stains, what a mess, but I guess it just come with the game. You lame, get hemmed up, you suckers get ass fucked. I'll make it hard to breathe like you suffering from asthma. I'm surgical with this Glock, I can give you a closed casket, but only if you resist, cause then I'ma feel like you asking. Boy, so trick, don't blow it, move slow and don't lie to me. And pray I don't listen to these demons that's inside of me. They keep screaming homicide and I'm thinking the same thing. So take me straight to your cheese before I blow out the brain. My patience is getting short, this trick about to wreck my nerves. Taking this time with this money, now I got the urge to murder my victim. When I get them racks, I'ma cock it back and let it go black, black. I'ma leave a motherfucker laying flat.